Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's going to be on the edge of his podcast chair for the next 4 months, Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our Survivor 38 preview podcast here on the Edge of Extinction. And here I am once again to preview a season of Survivor for what I believe is the 18th time. Here is the first lady of Rob's podcast, Nicole Cesternino. Nicole, how are you?
No, you totally messed up my entrance. I'm not the first lady of Rob Has a Podcast. I am first lady of podcasting.
Yeah. It's really,
You can't change it now.
I just feel like that there's a lot of women in podcasting that work, a lot more hours in podcasting than you do. I feel like it's a slight to...
It's not the quantity, it's the quality.
Yeah, you're definitely the first lady of Rob as a podcast.
Nope, I'm the flop.
You know, we'll say the flop still, but I mean, I just don't, you know, I don't want to, like, you know, really get into a rivalry with women podcasters that are out there.
Oh, send them my way.
That you are the top female podcaster.
I've been in the game a lot longer.
You have been in the game for a long time.
Yeah.
You don't look it, though.
Thank you.
Okay, here we are.
I moisturize.
Back again for season 38, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about here with, we have returning players, we have new players, we have a new twist, Nicole.
We do.
Yes, we do. Are you? This is news to you.
Yeah. Breaking news.
Breaking news. Okay. So we have a lot to do here in this preview edition. I know that it's not been a long preseason. The preseason is less than 3 weeks long, where I feel like there's been times where it's like 5 weeks long. So we're a little bit under the gun with trying to get to everything. There's a lot of stuff out there. A lot of people were out there covering all of this in the preseason. Out in Fiji. We're going to talk through this in a specific order. We're going to talk about the new players from the Kama tribe first. Then we're going to talk about the new players from the Manu tribe. And then we're going to save our returning players for last, because we've done so much talking about the returning players between all of the stuff that I did with the Story So Far podcast that Nicole has been raving about how much she enjoyed all of those. And then I did the podcast with the best moments from the returning players. So we've talked to death already about the returning players. We'll save them for the end. Today, I really want to spend some time talking about our new players, which I have barely gotten to talk about at all, Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get to that, how are you?
I'm good.
Yes. What's new? I feel like the last time you were on a podcast, what did we do? Was that when you interviewed me or when we talked to...
And you were mean to me.
In what way was I mean to you?
You weren't answering the questions that the people wanted to know.
What was the question that somebody wanted to know?
I don't remember. You know, as soon as I'm done, I'm done.
Yes. Nicole, I apologize if that came across in any way as being mean to you. It's just I was trying to answer the questions to the best of my ability.
Very political.
I don't even remember what question. If somebody writes in with the question they need to know the answer to, I'm happy to do it. We answer a million questions every week between the Patron 5 for 5 or the Patron Facebook Friday or the monthly Patron cast that we do. So if there's any question from me that people are waiting
dying
on an answer
to
for,
know.
Please. Please let me know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'm a little hungover, I think, today.
Why? Let's explore this.
Because I went to Mom's Gone Wild last night.
Mom's Gone Wild, that Nicole was out with her mom friends last night. I was busy podcasting away with this Celebrity Big Brother season. And then Nicole was out with her mom's friends celebrating what?
My new job.
New job. And all the mom friends were together. And the mom friends try to act like they are still with it.
No,
like
you know, they can hang a lot better than I can. Like, they were downstairs, like, we all met here, and they were downstairs drinking wine from a can, straight out of the can, like it was a beer. Mm-hmm. Like, one almost cracked it, like, on her head. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how, like, hardcore they are.
Yes, and now you cannot keep up with them?
I cannot keep up.
Okay.
I am too tired.
Yeah.
I had two drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Okay.
We did harass the Uber driver, though.
What do you mean you harassed the Uber driver?
Well,
and why do I feel like these stories don't come up? That we're in this house the whole day, you have nothing to say, and then I turn the microphone on, and now it's like you have all these confessions.
Because I'm an entertainer.
I guess so. So in what way did you harass an Uber driver?
We were just driving them crazy because we had to make four stops,
mm-hmm.
and we all live in, like, I don't know, within 10 houses of each other.
Okay.
And he basically wanted to just, like, open the door and throw us all out.
Yes. Okay. So what were you doing?
I was trying to interview him.
Yeah.
Okay. He wasn't having it.
Right. Shouldn't you let him concentrate on driving?
Probably, but it was more fun to interview him.
Mm-hmm. And then eventually the Uber driver got mad and then kicked you all out, and then you got a bad Uber rating.
I didn't pay for it, so it wasn't my rating.
Okay. All right. So you were just getting a free ride there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Nicole, I hope that you had a lot of fun last night. I hope we have a lot of fun tonight talking through everybody here from the edge of extinction. We've got extensive coverage up already. Of course, Josh Wiggler, with the amazing job that he did with everything with First One Out and the post-production there by Taryn Armstrong. If you haven't listened to First One Out, highly recommend it, of course, that you can get all of that in our podcast feed, robinswebsite.com/iTunes or robinswebsite.com/Survivor Podcast, which is all things Survivor on Robin's Podcast and the Rehap Ups. If you go to robinswebsite.com/FooYouTube, F-O-O YouTube, you can get the video version of First One Out that we did that for the first time, where you can see the pictures of the people that are talking on our YouTube channel.
So helpful.
As well. So there's a lot of stuff that's out there for you to go ahead and check out. And everything Survivor 38, go to robinswebsite.com/S38 for all of that. Okay, Nicole, the premiere of Survivor Edge of Extinction is going to be on February 20th. That is 1 week from Wednesday night. One hour episode.
Only 1 hour.
Huh. So sometimes we get a 1 hour and a half. Sometimes we get a 2 hours. But we are going to see one hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say maybe for the first time since Survivor HHH, Heroes, Healers, Hustlers, I think it was a 1 hour premiere.
Hmm.
So
it's quite a memory you have.
It doesn't mean I'm right. That's what I think. And of course, we have our big twist, which has been talked about widely, of the Edge of Extinction, where survivors this season, when they get voted out of the game, they will have a choice. They could just go home, or they could go to an island where there will be nothing for them, and at some point they will have a chance to get back into this game, Nicole.
Yeah, it would suck to be the first person on that island, because then you have nothing and you got to start it.
Yeah,
and then everybody comes, and then they, like, oh.
And then it's like a party.
Like,
you know, you get there, and, like, people have it all figured out.
I would hide
what
stuff.
What would you do?
I would hide
stuff. Well, there is nothing to hide.
Well, if I caught food, I wouldn't share it.
Oh, yeah. Like, what would you catch?
I don't know. I used to fish.
Yes. I mean, what are you going to fish with? I don't even know if there's like a Hawaiian sling or anything out there.
With my bare hands.
You're going to go catch a fish with your bare hands and then hide it?
Well, I guess I'd have to cook it right away, because otherwise it'd stink, right?
You would think so.
So I would really suck on this island, because my plan is already stupid.
Would you even go there?
You know what? I'd probably be like, you know what? I'm not going to last 39 days over there. I'm just going to go on the free trip.
Yeah. I got to be honest. I think that I would probably go there and check it out. And then when I see there's like a bunch of people there, like, how am I going to win my way back into this?
I'm going to go to Australia.
What is the game going to be that I'm going to win to get back into the game, that I'm going to beat 9 people to get back into the game?
Right. And then you can just go and have a huge meal and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I guess so. But, I mean, if they're still going to film it, I'd say, oh, well, I guess
I get some airtime.
Yeah, maybe I'll get airtime here.
Yeah.
That's it. So
camera hog.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes here with the edge of extinction. Okay. One other note, just because I want to get that out there schedule wise. So because of the format of the Edge of Extinction, and I don't know if everybody knows this yet, we will not have our traditional Survivor exit press here in Survivor 38. And I know that's a bummer for a lot of us, but unfortunately, that's what the deal is, because we do not know if we're going to have somebody who is out of the game every single week. And so,
but what if someone actually does leave the game?
We will not get an interview with them.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So hopefully when we get to the end of the season and we have the winner and the final whatever, then we will have the opportunity to speak with them. But CBS will not be doing exit press with the Survivor Edge of Extinction contestants, Nicole.
Mm-hmm. Bummer.
For all of the Twitch stands out there this week in Survivor history, we're going to try to figure out some other point in the schedule to still have our Twitch with Kalish later on during the course of the season. So hang in there for that. All right, Nicole, let's talk about the first batch of new players that we're going to discuss here. And I think we should go through them in the order that Josh spoke with them here in First One Out. So we're going to pick this up if you are listening to the podcast or watching the YouTube video of First One Out Chapter 2 here with the Kama Tribe. And so up first, we're going to talk about Julie Rosenberg. That's going to be our first person that we're going to discuss here in our Season 38 preview. Going to open up the picture so Nicole knows who we're talking about.
Otherwise, I get very confused.
She's a 46-year-old New York City toy maker, Nicole.
She's an elf.
She makes wooden toys. Wooden toys are really the worst toys, right? You get a splinter.
Well, they sand it down so you don't get splinters. Mm-hmm. They're professional. She's a professional elf. Come on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what kind of toy is a wooden toy? Like a rocking chair?
Well, she is a Etsy shop owner.
Yeah. You know, I tell you, you know what would be the worst Christmas if you were a kid?
What?
Toys made out of wood.
Unless you got coal, which is what you're going to get next year.
What about a marionette? Is a marionette a toy made out of wood?
Yeah, I guess the old versions.
Yeah. So, but okay, we're joking around. What is it? Like she's like those puzzles.
There are some big brands that only do wooden toys, and we have a few of them.
Yes. Give me an example. What's a good wooden toy?
They have these cars that are wooden, and they just have like regular wheels on them that they play, and they have little signs that have like the stop sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although then they threw it in the pool and it got wet and then I got a splinter. So don't do that.
Okay. All right. I like plastic toys, metal toys,
mm-hmm.
toys with a screen.
You like Apple toys?
Apple toys. Yeah. So I'm not sure if this is, I'm looking on Etsy and I'm looking at the toys. It looks, looks like some bowling pins.
Okay.
She's got. Like a little.
So I feel like that would not go well in our house because they would use the bowling pins as weapons and it would hurt.
Wooden toy car. Yeah. It's yeah. There. Okay. So it's not.
Did she carve them herself?
I don't know. I think that it sounded like.
Because she could go into business with Wendell, like the furniture and toy business, like merge it together.
It sounded like she was talking to Josh about how that she has people that work on this other stuff. So personally, for me.
She delegates.
For me. You know, wooden toys are not my thing, but I'm sure that for there are children that love them.
Children just love toys.
Yes. Okay. So Julie Rosenberg, she has been applying for the show for 17 years.
Yes. She's a super fan.
She's a super fan. It has been a straight shot. Here she is. Why did they say now? What changed?
The toy shop.
The toy shop? The toys were hot?
They've never had an elf before.
Yeah. Nicole, one of the things about Julie, she is very excited about that she can make fire. And with all the time working with the wood, you would hope she'd be able to make the fire. But this is a theme with these contestants. Boy, they are
obsessed with fire.
They can't wait to tell you how much they know how to make fire.
Uh-huh.
You know what? When everybody knows how to make fire,
it's not fun anymore.
Then, forget not fun. It's like, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
You can make fire. You can make fire. You can make fire.
Is it really that hard to make fire with
flint? I wouldn't know because I've never made one. You know what? Back in my day. It's not a back in my day story, but they said that once upon a time when I played Survivor.
Back in my day.
They said, okay, you better make sure you know how to make fire. And I said, look, the tribe says, Rob, we need you to make the fire. We're dead anyway. We're all going to die if it's cut down to me. But now you have to make fire at the final four. And yeah, everybody should be so lucky that they're in the game at the final four.
Yeah, it's not going to happen for many of you.
Yeah. Most of you guys are going to be on edge of Extinction Island. And
well, they're going to need to make fire there. So.
I guess so.
But
do
they give them flint?
Well, good thing they're there with 17 other people that know how to make the fire. I have no idea. I don't know anything about Edge of Extinction Island. They know it's very under lock and key.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Julie, she is a mom. She has kids. Nicole, tell us about Julie.
To be honest, I couldn't navigate the CBS website that well.
Oh,
and
boy.
I actually didn't see this.
Yes. Okay.
Am I getting old where I'm just like, I don't know where to find anything here?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, this is the 18th time that we've done this exact
exercise.
I feel like they changed
the website.
It
feels like they did. Right.
Well, whatever you have, what did you learn about Julie?
That she learned how to make fire. Mm-hmm. She's neurotic.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to have a lot of neurotics that know how to make fire, which is probably not very safe.
Not as safe.
Yeah.
What Survivor contestant are you most like? She is a combo of Stephanie for her tenacity, Suri for her humor and fun spirit, and Dawn for her propensity to have some emotional moments.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay.
Show me your teeth.
Well, that was more Brenda said that to her. It was Dawn took her teeth out. Brenda is on Deal or No Deal. I haven't watched it yet.
Is she?
Yeah, she's one of the suitcase ladies.
I didn't know that show was even back.
It's back.
Yeah.
It's back. I don't know if it's a lot of buzz.
Meghan Markle used to be one of the Deal or No Deal girls.
Look at her now. Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's on CNBC. I don't think it's even really on like one of the main networks.
Does Howie still?
Yes.
He does.
Yeah. What else does he have to do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So what are her pet peeves? Tell me about it.
Okay. Her pet peeves are hoarders, people who invade my personal space, and anything that's floral scented. That's interesting.
Hmm.
Doesn't like anything that's floral scented.
That's most perfume.
Yeah, and that's a problem.
Well, luckily, no one's going to be wearing perfume on the island, and they're really just going to smell like dirt.
You know what? I don't like anything that's floral scented either. I stand with Julie on this one.
You don't like any of my perfumes?
What? I wouldn't say that. What, are your perfume smells like flowers? I think I walk into a room, and then you've got like some like air freshener plugged in, and I'm like, oh, what is that noxious scent in this room? Like,
it's called lavender,
must be
and it's calming.
Air freshener that's
seems
in this
I need
room.
To make it higher because it's not calming you.
It's not calming me. Yeah, I don't have a great sense of how Julie is going to do. She calls herself neurotic, but otherwise she seems like a very a neat lady.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think?
I didn't get anything good or bad. I kind of just like in the middle, which is good, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
All right, Nicole. Julie on the jury. Jury Julie?
She's a jury Julie, I think.
Jury Julie. Yeah. Okay.
Or isn't it Merge? Does she make the Merge?
You got into this whole thing last time of, I think they'll make the Merge but not be on the jury. That rarely happens, and you really planted your flag on this the last time we did this exercise.
Okay, and it was moronic.
And you're bringing it back here.
I'm not bringing it back, but isn't that usually what we say? Do they make the Merge?
All right. You want to say they make the merge instead of the jury?
Well, I just want to be consistent because then I get confused.
Because it's been, it typically is the same thing.
Okay, but what do we call it?
I said jury, Julie, because it was a J. Do you want, would you prefer to say merge, Julie? I mean, this is
whatever,
the first person.
Don't
get me this exhausted on person number one. Merge.
All right, jury Julie.
Okay.
She makes the jury.
All right, jury Julie. Okay. And Nicole, my other question that I want to ask tonight is, if she's on the edge of extinction island, do you see her doing well? Can she hang on edge of extinction island?
She knows how to make fire, so there's a plus.
Yes.
She might enjoy the quiet. She has kids, so it'll be a vacation regardless.
Yes.
I think that if anybody can handle it, it might be her.
Okay. And then she can make toys out of wood for people to play with. Might be good at making
souvenirs,
hidden idols. Yes. So, yeah. Okay. I think she'll do okay there on edge of extinction island. Okay. Let's talk about another parent of two. Let's talk about our firefighter here, and he is Eric Hafeman. Okay, Nicole, have you seen this person before?
In real life?
No, just in your research for this
in
podcast.
In my research, yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes. Please be specific.
Eric is 34, that he's from Chicago, and he lives in Northern California. He is a firefighter. His pet peeve is people who take themselves too seriously. He says, come on, relax, people.
You're going to have an interesting survivor time.
I try to remember that 99.9% of the time, I am not the smartest, coolest, most interesting, deserving, or important person in the room. I like that 0.1% of the time he is.
Well, that's not a good outlook.
So, yeah, I guess one time out of 1,000.
Oh.
So, you know, it sucks for everybody else in the room that day.
He needs some mantras to speak in the mirror to.
Is he too humble?
You know, I got a really good feeling when I was, reading his, whatever I did read. And then when I watched the video of him and Arissa, I was like, I'm kind of bored.
Yeah. Okay. Let's, talk about, the survivor contestant that he is the most like. He says Tony, but I don't think...
You're not.
He says, I don't think we're very similar people, but I think we agree fundamentally on how you play the game. Tony was a grinder from start to finish. He understands that every piece of the game, every moment, every situation has value and can be used to influence the outcome. I think most of the players only identify the most obvious parts of Survivor as pieces on the board, when in reality, every detail is a movable piece. Okay.
I think he understands the game really well, and he understands like what he needs to do, but I might fall asleep watching it.
Yeah. I feel like he's the new Brendan Shapiro.
Yeah.
He's here.
Yeah.
He's the dad.
Although the ladies on the YouTube comments really needed to get squirted with that fire hose.
Yeah, get the hose for the ladies on YouTube.
Yes.
Thirsty ladies
they
on
were
YouTube.
Very, very thirsty for the Hafeman.
For the Hafeman. Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know. I just thought it was
Is
funny.
Is it the Hafeman or half a man?
It's probably half a man.
You could pronounce it a lot of different ways. You think it's Hafeman?
No, I just thought it was funny to say it like that.
Yeah. So here's Eric, and this is the tribe. Let me just also add that this is the tribe with Aubrey and with Joe. So I think we need to look at these people through the prism of, are they going to get along with Aubrey and Joe? I think this guy could definitely bro down with Joe.
I think he can bro down with Aubrey.
Bro down with Aubrey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I believe he says he can meditate in his interview, so he can do some yoga with Joe on that.
Yeah, that'll be really fun.
Yeah. So you think that Eric is a snoozer?
I think he might be a snoozer. But I think he understands the game, and he'll probably do well, but it won't be the most entertaining.
Okay. All right. Nicole, do you think that Eric will be around at the jury?
Yes.
Okay.
The Haith Man will be there.
Okay. Or did you, I forget, are we saying the jury or the merch?
You're confusing.
I'm not. And then what about Eric? Will he do okay on Edge of Extinction Island?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right.
Although he said he was watching a YouTube video to
make fire.
Yes.
And he got bored?
Yes, and I can relate to that.
Listen, his hobbies are backpacking, basketball, woodworking, and pretty much anything outside. What are the chances we have so many woodworkers?
Oh, him and Julie.
So maybe we have like a mom and dad alliance going on here.
Yeah. And Arissa asked him what makes him so special in the game of Survivor, and he said, nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Hey.
Agreed.
That's not what the ladies in the YouTube comments were saying.
No, it was not.
Okay. All right. Here is Eric. Okay. All right. But let's go.
I also have written down that he is going to be playing with Kellen's gut.
Playing with Kellen's gut.
Because he just kept saying that he's just going to trust his gut. And we see how that went.
Okay. What are you going to shade Kellen for?
I'm not shading Kellen. Kellen will say the same thing.
Yeah. Look, Kellen did fine.
Okay, but she will joke and say, yeah, my gut kind of sucked.
Yeah. Seventh place. I think you take that.
Yeah.
Take that.
I'll take it.
All right. Nicole. Let's talk about our third person here in this comma tribe, and that is Mr. Ron Clark. Did you know anything about Ron Clark before this?
I didn't. Is there something I should know?
Well, what then? I guess I should have. Asked the wrong question. What do you know of Ron Clark?
I know that he's a teacher. He's from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little confused on one thing about him. He said, to describe himself, he's a visionary, he's compassionate, and he's a mean girl.
Okay. All right. Well,
Was he in Mean Girls?
No. That's Celebrity Big Brother. So, Nicole, Ron Clark, that he has a very interesting backstory that he is a teacher and that he ended up publishing a book, which ended up getting a lot of national attention, that he has been...
The Burn Book?
No, it's not. Get the Mean Girls.
I don't understand.
Don't bring Mean Girls into this right now.
Okay.
So he has a Ron Clark Essential 55, which is a list of rules for teachers. And he has gone on. He has a Ron Clark Academy for teachers, where teachers go to learn from him about how to be a better teacher. And there was even a movie made about Ron Clark featuring Matthew Perry from Friends.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Ron Clark.
Ron Clark.
Yeah. What was the name of the movie?
I believe it was the Ron Clark
Chronicles
story. No. What was the name of the movie? Matthew Perry, Ron Clark. And the name of the movie was The Ron Clark Story. Could it be any more on the nose? Yes, the Ron Clark story with Matthew Perry. Nicole, what does the Ron Clark story, what is the audience rating for the Ron Clark story on Rotten Tomatoes? I'm gonna play with fire right now.
I bet it's probably better than in the Emoji Movie.
That's not what I asked. That's not what I asked. No, it has a very balmy, very fresh 85% audience review.
Wow.
Even higher than a Ron Clark 55 rules.
Yeah. When did it come out?
2006, I believe. So, I mean, yeah. And Matthew Perry had all that Friends heat right around then. You want to hear some of Ron Clark's essential 55 rules for teachers?
Yes.
Okay. See how many of these rules you follow by.
I'm not a teacher.
Okay. All right, fine. You're not a teacher, but how many of these rules do you follow, okay? Congratulate the winner or someone, or when someone else does something well. Do you do that?
Sometimes.
Okay. Let's see.
Depends if I like them.
Rule number 9, always say thank you when given something.
I always had good manners.
You definitely...
Well, maybe not to you.
Okay, well, it doesn't say thank you to everybody except your husband.
Well, it's you know, read between the lines.
Read between what lines?
It's implied.
Okay. Then keep yourself and the bathrooms clean and germ free.
Yes. How many times do you clean your bathroom?
My bathroom is fine, but I don't have any of those kids up here.
I have to clean that bathroom twice a day because those boys of yours don't know how to aim.
It's a struggle. Yeah. The struggle is real. Let's see. How about on a field trip, compliment the place that you are visiting, Nicole. Would you do that?
No, but I'll start whenever I go on a field trip.
Okay. Rule number 34, when offered food, take only your fair share.
See, I feel like I usually don't like the things that are being offered. So most of the time I take less than my fair share. So when there is something offered that I do like, I then do math and then I take what I...
So this is a long way of saying... Okay. Rule 43, on escalators, stand to the right, walk to the left.
Yes.
Was this a big problem?
I think anytime you're walking and like you see somebody like coming towards you, you stay on the right.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's not that like awkward dance. Like you stay in your lane.
Okay. Rule 50, be positive and enjoy life.
Yes.
You're so positive. Okay. All right. So that's Ron Clark. And so
I know another rule.
Yes.
You wait until people get off the elevator before you get on.
Okay. I didn't want to like open Pandora's box of your elevator and escalator rules.
I think Ron Clark would agree with that.
But okay, let's bring it back to Ron Clark.
Yes.
That he is 46. He's from North Carolina. He teaches at the Ron Clark Academy.
What? It's the Ron Clark Academy?
Yes.
He has his own school?
Where were you when we just talked about
this? I know that he has his own movie. I didn't know that like the school is his too.
Ron Clark Academy, a highly acclaimed nonprofit middle school located in Southeast Atlanta. The Academy has received both national and international recognition for its success in educating students with academic rigor, passion, and creativity, balanced by a strict code of discipline. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Academy seeks to extend its reach beyond its student body and having an impact upon students everywhere. And also that the Ron Clark Academy has educator training as well. So educators come to learn from Ron Clark. Okay.
He was talking about how he's very scared about being portrayed as the villain because people come to his school to learn. See, he didn't even clarify when he was saying that. Like they didn't say he's like, they come to my school that has my name in it.
Yes. He did say with Josh that they call it the Ron Clark Academy because of the movie where it was out at the time of the Ron Clark story, so that there was a lot of name recognition here with Ron Clark.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Nicole. So with Ron Clark, we have an interesting story because I kind of thought that when I didn't know a lot about Ron Clark before all this. And then I felt like, okay, he's going to come in and be sort of like the good guy, hero, teacher. But it does seem as though he wants to play like in a very devious manner.
Well, he probably plays the good guy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now he wants some fun.
He wants to go have fun.
Yeah.
And
he doesn't know how to make fire.
Yeah. Yeah. Why doesn't he make fire? Not enough time to learn how to do it?
He tried, but he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look. If only you knew a good teacher.
I think too many people are obsessing about the fire.
Seriously.
Huh? Look, if you get to fourth place and you say, I lost because I couldn't make the fire. Okay, big deal.
It's like a badge of honor now, right?
You got pretty far.
Yeah.
I mean, I there's a lot of things to think about. You know, you're going to spend all, like, working all day on making the fire. And, like, Josh Wiggler learned how to make the fire when he went to Ghost Island. You can't do it.
Josh can't do it?
He couldn't do it when he got to Ghost Island. It's different when you get out there. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right. But Ron Clark... he's an interesting guy.
What are his pet peeves?
His pet peeves are, he says he's a sore loser. He gets really sore. He'll stew over Monopoly loss for weeks.
Me too.
Are you really? Is that why you cheat at Monopoly?
Yes.
Hopefully Ron Clark doesn't cheat at Monopoly like you do.
I don't cheat. I just steal the money from the bank.
Yeah. It's not cheating. Also, I hate when people slurp food or smack chew gum. He's like, people, we can hear you.
Yeah, Robert.
And his three words that describe him are visionary, compassionate, and mean girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's Ron Clark.
For the teacher that's teaching middle schoolers and teaching people to teach better... Mm-hmm. Mean girl probably isn't a good quality.
Yeah, because I think that was like literally the story of a school where right. there were problem students misbehaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, look.
Must be a typo.
Ron Clark was also on The Price is Right. I watched his clip on YouTube.
Was he crazy?
On The Price is Right. He wasn't crazy, but he went out to contestants row, played one of like the worst known games in the history of The Price is Right.
Yeah, which
and
is?
I it was like Boingo or something like that. And Bob asked him like, Ron, have you seen this? And Ron's like, I haven't. I don't know. It was like maybe the first time out or only time out for this game. And then he did win the showcase. So back in 2002, good on
That's
Ron
Rob's
Clark.
Dream. What? To have gone on The Price is Right.
Well, during the Bob Barker day, it would not be the same to go, with all due respect, to Drew Carey.
Yes, I was a good wife, and I took Rob to the in Vegas.
Yes, the Price is Right show that they
had. What hotel was it?
Harris.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that anecdote.
You liked it. I was a good wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was fine.
I went down to Contestants Row then.
That was in Atlantic City. That wasn't
No, it wasn't.
Oh,
in Vegas. That was in Vegas. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then you bid on the thing that we had and it didn't get the price right.
I had the right price.
Yeah. We did. We went to one in Atlantic City, too, but you didn't get called
for
that one.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Ron is a lot better at The Price is Right than Nicole is, sadly.
Yeah.
Okay. Nicole, tell me about Ron Clark. Who can you see him bonding with here?
I feel like Aubrey would like him.
Yeah, Aubrey's going to like him.
Yeah.
He's an interesting guy.
She will. I'm sure she will enjoy his stories.
Aubrey, like, collects personalities.
What?
Yeah, that's what she does.
Yeah, okay.
And she's gonna, I think she'll like Ron.
Uh-huh.
I think that he can bond with Joe.
Yeah.
But I like Ron.
I like Ron too.
So do you think that Ron will make the jury? Now, you've already put two people on the jury, Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Mathematically, some people are not gonna make the jury.
And I'm really good at math, so perfect. Yeah, I don't see why he wouldn't.
Okay. All right. So how will he do at the edge of Extinction Island?
Well, he can't make fire.
Okay. But you would think that somebody there could make the fire.
Well, he better not be the first person there.
Okay. So if he's the first person and he goes there, he'll die.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sad story.
All right.
This isn't how the Ron Clark movie ended.
Otherwise, spoiler alert, how do you think he'll do?
I think he'll do fine over there. I mean, I don't really know what it's going to be like. Like, they don't have anything.
Nobody does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think he'll like it there.
Yeah,
but... if he's the mean girl he says he is.
I don't think he's a quitter.
Yeah.
He's been waiting for this. Mm-hmm. He's been waiting for
this. But I don't think he'll like it over at Extinction Island.
I don't
think
anybody's going to like it there.
I think he's going to like it.
Joe might like it.
He might volunteer to go.
All right. Nicole, anything else on Ron Clark?
No, I learned so much.
Yes, we all did. We all did. Okay. Let's see. Why does Ron Clark think he'll win Survivor? He says, my passion for life rubs off on people. And with focus, I can change people's moods and get them to follow my lead. I'll use my southern charm to disarm.
This can be really annoying.
My big personality to entertain and my loyal nature to disorient. See, the thing...
That could be annoying.
I don't think that you would get along with Ron.
No.
Because Ron has like 55 rules.
I have 55 rules too.
What are they?
They're not as positive.
They're not as positive, but I think that he says you have to stick to these rules.
Yeah.
I don't think that you like rules.
I wouldn't like him telling me what to do.
It is right. You would not like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that you are like, why does he get to tell me what to do? Why do I have to follow his rules?
I'm like, oh my God, enough.
Why doesn't he follow my list of rules?
Stop it. Mr. Positivity.
Okay. All right, Nicole. Let's go ahead and talk about our fourth new person over here, and that would be Victoria, our first Survivor Victoria.
Yeah.
And the Big Brother Victoria went so well. So we're excited about Victoria. Victoria Beaumonde.
She reminds me Beaumonde. Of the redheaded chick in True Blood.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Why? Because she has red hair?
Well, the skin tone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Nicole, tell me about Victoria, our 23-year-old Victoria from the Bronx.
Well, when I first read her stuff, I was like, not impressed. But then I saw her talking with Arissa, and I was like, oh, you know what? She's pretty smart.
She is another longtime Survivor fan. I don't know if they just make people say that at this point, but it seems like almost everybody here talked about how much they've followed the show for almost their whole lives. So there's very few people that are like, oh, I just got into the show last season.
Yeah.
So they do talk a good game. She's got some interesting stories. She talks about how she got a buff as a young child, wore it to school. Not sure if that's on Ron's list of rules of things you're allowed to do.
Probably not.
But she also has an anecdote about how she actually matched up with Cochran on, I forget which dating app. Was it Tinder? Is Cochran on Tinder?
They look like brother and sister.
Yeah, well, they match, but then she was only asking Cochran questions about how to get on Survivor.
Uh-huh.
So.
And I'm sure that annoyed him.
Well, I don't think that he loves that. You know,
but he loves ladies, so maybe.
Well, he's on the dating app.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a Victoria, Nicole.
Yes. Okay. She also had a crazy story how she just like randomly met a guy with flint and a machete, and he taught her how to build a fire.
She's working on that fire, yeah. working on the fire. She read How to Win Friends and Influence People because of Cass's recommendation.
Yeah. You always want to listen to Chaos Cast.
Right. I listen to Chaos Cast all the time. That she is a waitress, so maybe she has some Courtney Yates upside. Her pet peeves are slow walkers, leaving the cabinets open. That's one of your pet peeves.
And slow walkers, too. Are we the same person?
Maybe. this is weird, though. She says one of her pet peeve is my guinea pig, who I named Peeve, and when customers don't read the menu and then ask dumb questions like, are there meatballs in the meatball sauce? Okay, so she says, my guinea pig that I named Peeve.
Because he's her pet peeve.
Right, but then when they ask her about her inspiration in life, she says, this is going to sound nuts, but my guinea pig Scamp. She's been sick from the moment I got. So does she collect guinea pigs? Does she have multiple?
Maybe she's just trying to be witty.
Well, she was trying to be witty earlier, and then she must have like a guinea pig farm.
Who has guinea pig farms?
She does.
Yeah.
Victoria does. She has either multiple guinea pigs, or she was lying about one of the stories that she named her guinea pig pet.
Or she has an entire farm of guinea pigs. She can't just have two.
Does she raise guinea pigs?
She's a breeder of guinea pigs.
Is she a guinea pig breeder?
Yeah.
Which Survivor contestant you most like? She says, I relate to Malcolm Freeberg. If you read his wiki fandom page, he's described as likable, strategic, and excels at challenges. I'd like to think that I'm the same way.
You'd like to think.
Yeah.
I did like that she went back and watched every season, the first episode of each season, to learn how to not be the first boot.
Yeah, that's good. But
that was smart.
Yeah.
But she probably should have watched the rest of the season to learn how to win.
Yeah, that the first boots do tend to be somebody
that's annoying
who does get on people's nerves.
Yeah,
that's usually right.
The person who gets the dodo music,
but more so in the older seasons than in the newer seasons. And it's really going to come down to it's a big tribe here, so we'll see. How do you feel about her with Aubrey and with Joe?
I feel like her and Joe are going to hit it off.
Yes, why?
She's a young chick. We know Joe likes the ladies.
Joe is spoken for.
Is
Nicole.
He? Who's he spoken with?
Where do you live?
Are they still together? I thought they broke up.
Who? Joe and Sierra Dawn Thomas?
Oh, I guess.
What?
I am so far behind.
Again, people are going to be screaming at their phones.
Sorry, I don't keep up with gossip. Gossip is toxic.
Yeah, that's not even on Ron's rules. Even Ron is a mean girl.
Yes.
He's passing the gossip along.
I thought he was still with that other chick.
No, I don't know if that was what that deal was. But
yeah.
we're talking about Sierra Dawn Thomas.
You know what? I feel like it is ringing a bell now.
Okay.
Yeah, not that bell.
Yes. Okay. So what about Aubrey? Aubrey and Victoria.
I feel like Aubrey gets along with everybody.
She does get along with a lot of people, not these alpha male types.
Yeah. Well, not many people do get along with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you think she'll be fine?
Yeah.
Victoria will be fine with Aubrey. All right, Nicole. Will Victoria make the jury?
I'd like to think she does, but not everybody can make the jury.
Not everybody can make the jury. Although,
if
she does go to, Edge of Extinction Island and then stays in the game past the jury, like if she's the first boot, but then makes it very far in the game on Edge of Extinction Island, does that count as making it to the jury if she doesn't get back
confusing.
In the game?
It's very confusing.
I don't know. Up is down. Down is up.
I don't know.
Okay.
Do
you think that she will be out?
I think she'll be okay. She seems like she's smart. She seems athletic-ish.
Yes.
So I'm going to say she does. She makes the jury.
Look, somebody's got to go.
Okay, and it's not going to be her.
It's not going to be her.
I don't think that if she does get voted out, I don't think she's going to do well at the crazy island.
Yeah, you don't think she'll hang in there?
No.
So I'll say, look, if we're going to have to say somebody's not going to make the jury, I'll throw a dart on Victoria.
No, that's not nice.
Okay. It's not mean or nice.
Well, throwing darts at somebody's face isn't nice.
We didn't even say it was at her face, but this is the exercise of try to pick six people that won't make the jury.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or in this case, it might be... 18 person season, so could it be six? And then if it won't come, we'll have to figure out exactly.
You're losing me.
I'll try to bring you back here when we talk about Aurora. Here's Aurora McCreary, Nicole. She is the 32-year-old divorce lawyer
from Orlando,
Florida. Why does she frighten you? Because you are scared of divorce attorneys?
I think everybody should be scared of divorce attorneys, but look at that look she's giving me. That's pretty fierce.
Does have a fierce look.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she certainly, you know, there are outcomes of this season where she does become a villain that I think that she could give you a Corinne vibe potentially.
I don't think she's going to be snarky like Corinne. I think that she's a very intelligent person. And she knows she's intelligent, mm-hmm. and she even said it herself. She's very mouthy, and she's a divorce lawyer. Like, she manipulates situations to get to take children away from their mothers.
Is that what she said?
No, it's not what she
said. Is that what you think divorce lawyers do?
Well, they fight for custody.
Okay, but sometimes they fight to
and money.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, look,
right, she might not fight to take children away from their mothers. That was a bit of an exaggeration, but you get what I'm saying. Like, she gets things done that might not be fair.
Look, she's a lawyer. She works in divorces, which are very...
which get messy and ugly, and she uses that ugly stuff to get it done. And good for her. Like, she's good at what she does.
Yeah, I come around on Aurora. At first, I thought, like, I don't think this is going to work out. I don't know if she's going to get along with Aubrey. She seems like that maybe she has, like, a little bit of a negative energy.
I did not think she had a negative energy.
But I don't know. But then I kind of came around on her by the end. I think that she is tough. I think she knows about the game. They asked her pet peeves. Now, here's where I took a little offense here.
Oh, no.
She's opening up pet peeve number one, know-it-alls.
Oh, come on.
But then I think that probably means Steven.
It would obviously mean Steven.
Yeah. Because when I think about the Survivor know-it-alls, I think what people wouldn't like about know-it-alls, I usually feel like that it's
the Steven half.
Because if she said, you know, podcasters, then I feel like, oh, I feel like, is this like a more of a shot at me?
Totally.
But I feel like that know-it-alls, I feel like that usually when people are using that negative in a negative way, I feel like that there's like, oh, okay, she doesn't like Steven because he's like...
because he's a know-it-all.
Right. He knows everything and never admits to being wrong and has to be right about everything. Okay. I get it. So I understand where
she's
coming from.
Seems like someone's projecting.
I'm interpreting what she's saying. Ignorance, doesn't like playing the victim. Any noise coming from the... a lot of mouth noises are very unpopular with survivors. The easily offended...
yeah, I can see that.
Slow walkers and
people I'm with you, girl.
Who are homophobic.
Oh, yeah.
She has a tattoo. She's in the... she got a tattoo after the Pulse nightclub shooting.
Mm-hmm.
She did one of several tattoos that she has.
Is she from Florida?
She is from Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in Orlando. She's from Pensacola. So,
isn't that where Boston Rob lives?
I think that Boston Rob's home, where he lives in the Pensacola area.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that she's going to be really fun on the show.
She's going to be great to watch.
I think she's going to be great TV. Is it going to work out? I don't know.
I
couldn't tell you.
I hope it does. But I would like to claim her for our divorce.
Oh, you want her?
I get her in our divorce.
Well, how do you know that she would pick you?
She doesn't like know-it-alls.
That means Steven.
Mm-hmm. Aurora, call me.
Okay. All right. Well, then, look, if she wants to, you know, then, you know, pull the kids away from me and leave you
with
custody.
You get the kids.
You know, I guess that those are the breaks. I'll just we'll FaceTime. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me know how that all goes.
Yep.
That being said, Nicole, I am excited here for Aurora. I think she's fun. I like having this character in the show.
I like having this character, but I feel like in reality TV history, the women with strong personalities are very often first to go.
I think that there are outcomes of this season where she is an early boot.
Yeah.
Does she get along with Joe? You know,
Joe is not going to get along with her.
Yeah. Well, you know, in fairness to Joe, that he did get along with a Jen Brown, who, with all due respect, not always the pillar of positivity.
Yeah, but she was kind of like a goofball.
Mm-hmm. So, look, I think that, you know, it's Survivor. People are going to be put their best foot forward.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to hope. I'll hope that she'll be okay.
I think she'll be good with Aubrey.
All right. Will she make the jury, Nicole?
I would like to say yes, but I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Yeah. And that's a bummer.
I feel like that she needs to make it to the swap. Like if she can get like she can get to the swap, maybe she'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm frankly, in terms of like the tribe makeup, I'm a little more bullish on the Aubrey Joe tribe in terms of I think that they might go to less tribal councils than the Kelly David tribe.
I'm really confused as to what the coaches' roles even are.
They're not coaches. They're just
because that's what this it says all over the like the YouTube videos.
It said
they were coaches.
You'll have to show me
I'm glad that is not an accurate statement.
Was this the thirsty YouTube ladies called them coaches?
No, you think that they were concentrating on those two? No.
No, I don't believe that they are coaches in any way. Are they going to be sort of like, you know, referred to as like the captains of that team?
Oh, maybe it was the captains.
Yeah,
the captains.
No, they're not in any sort of like coaching role. That they could get any of the returnees could get voted out first.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see. Okay. All right. That's Aurora, Nicole. All right. Two more new people to talk about. Let's talk about Gavin, because this ties back to Aurora, where Aurora was asked about how is she going to tell people that she's a lawyer? And
I think it's going to be very obvious.
Well, she's like, look, I got to tell people I'm a lawyer. I can't go around for 39 days and not tell people that I'm a lawyer.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, we have Nick Wilson, who won last season and then was very concerned about telling people, did not tell anybody that he was a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately got the votes. And then Nick Wilson is, you know,
he was able to keep that like, you know, not obvious.
Right. I mean, in my deep dive that I did with Angelina, she was talking about how, like, it was weird. Like, well, what is this guy? He's like a social worker. Why is he wearing a blazer on the island? Like, that was, you know, a little bit of a disconnect. But he made it work for him. But now here's Gavin, who comes in. And I think that he is somebody who, you know, he didn't see Survivor 37. But he is somebody coming in who's trying to pull off the same exact Nick Wilson playbook. And lucky for him, nobody else saw Survivor 37. That's on his season.
Uh-huh.
Because they went to go film it right after season 36.
Mm-hmm.
So season 37 had already filmed. They didn't see it. But here comes Gavin, who's like, hey, I want to be like, you know, the combination of JT and Steven.
Yeah.
But the good JT. Everybody's like, I gotta clarify that. I gotta really parse that.
Yeah, not the love note JT.
not the JT from all the other seasons. I want to be the JT from Token Sheens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here is Gavin. Gavin has an interesting story. He's a young man. He got married 2 days before he went to go play Survivor.
His wife is either like they're either soulmates or he better come home with a million or not
sounds,
at all.
She sounds sweet.
Yeah, I wouldn't know about that.
He is big into Disney stuff. His hobbies are going into to Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to binge watch The Office and eat Texas Roadhouse pickles.
Are they good? Have you had them?
I mean,
I like pickles.
I guess so. His pet peeve is holding the door for someone and they don't say thank you.
You know what? I agree with that.
He doesn't like people who vape. He doesn't like people asking if he's still in high school. Slow texters.
Well, now you're just getting kind of...
people who touch the radio in his car. People listen to the radio in the car.
Well, not everybody listens to podcasts in the car.
Okay.
They should.
Missing out. And parents yell at their kids in youth sporting events. Now, This I thought was so interesting, Nicole. Then they asked him about what Survivor contestant are you most like? He said, "Oh, Keith Nail. Everybody loves Keith. I would just play more socially aware. He's the only guy that could compete with Joe Anglim. I want to be the guy everyone is pulling for back home." Oh, so
here's your chance.
Well, this is where the...
That's kind of crazy.
Is it...
I mean, that he like name dropped him and that he wanted, you know, basically to play with him.
Wow. What a crazy...
Dreams, like Disney says, dreams do come true.
A dream is a wish your heart makes. But I wish I could be on a tribe with Joe Anglim.
Yeah.
And Joe Anglim's like, I wish I could be on a tribe with somebody who was a super fan of mine.
Who's in love with me.
Who's in love with me.
Yeah.
And so dreams happen on Survivor 38.
Yeah.
And so here is Gavin, and he is ready to be Joey Amazing's wingman.
Bromance.
Yes. Okay. So there you go. There's Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else about Gavin? Seems like that like super nice guy.
Super nice guy. He said that he wanted to have Stephen Fishback's brain.
Yeah.
I hope just not his GI tract.
Somebody said, I want to have Stephen Fishback's gut. I think that's what I want to have on Survivor. if I was going to fill out a Survivor bio, it's like, I think I want to have JT's brain and Steven's body.
Joe's mustache.
Just like a Frankenstein of random Survivor parts.
Malcolm's hair.
Well, and that would be a good one to have.
Yeah.
But so Gavin, he's going to do the thing where he's a Southern guy, and he's going to take advantage of people, trick people.
I don't think he's going to do much tricking.
You know what's going to happen? Nobody's ever going to trust a Southern person.
Yeah.
It's like, Southern guy trying to trick me. Yeah. You're trying to trick me. I know you're
trickster.
Yeah. I know you're actually a jerk and you're just pretending to be nice.
I've seen this before. I don't know if he's going to make it very long because he already has like a third degree sunburn on his face.
Yeah. He did have a lot of color early on for Gavin.
Yeah. It's concerning.
Okay. All right. Hang in there, Gavin. Hang in there. Mm-hmm. All right. Will Gavin make the jury?
Not if he gets a sunburn.
What? I mean, Cochran like blew up like...
Oh, with his pregnant feet.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think you could survive a sunburn.
Okay.
Okay.
So will he survive to the jury?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to say no because otherwise my math wouldn't add up. Everyone else did.
Did Joe get voted out too?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So you think that I think that Gavin will hang around. He'll be there for a while.
You think he's good at challenges?
I think so.
He's a youth program director. I guess he's good against like the 7-year-olds.
Yeah, I saw a picture of him without his shirt on, and yeah, you know, he's in good shape. He's in good shape.
Yeah,
Gavin. Okay. All right, Nicole. One other new person to talk about here in this tribe.
I thought we were done.
No, we have a second Julia.
It's Julia. It's different.
Julia.
Yes.
You know what? Not for anything, Survivor producers. Could we not do Julie and Julia on the same tribe?
Did you have to do that?
I mean, they don't care. They you know, they'll put a Kelly Wentworth and Kelly Wigglesworth on the same tribe. They don't care.
It's just to mess with us.
And nobody got messed with more than that time they put two Robs on the same tribe.
Yeah, that was not a happy ending.
But let's, for the sake of everybody, just see. We got a Julie. Go to Julia. We're not the season will be fine. Just put one Julie on the other tribe.
Yeah.
Just we don't have to put them together.
Is this one of your pet peeves?
It is a pet peeve of mine.
Yes.
But maybe they feel like the Survivor producers are like, yeah, but they fight.
They fight over their names. Yes, the original. Yes.
It's like they want to create conflict.
Do you get mad when another Rob comes in?
It hasn't gone great for me.
Well, yeah. I've had a few incidences where there's another Nicole that came into the hospital.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm the OG.
In fairness, though, that there hasn't been a new Survivor Rob since me.
They learned their lesson.
We had a bunch all in a row, and there hasn't, I mean, we've had people like, we used to talk about Robs versus Johns, and I mean, there hasn't even been a Robert.
I feel like parents have gotten more creative with their baby names.
You know,
since
we have like Bobby Johns and Bob Crowley. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's been no Robs or Roberts since season six.
Yeah.
Any new ones? Okay. But here's Julia Carter. She is going to go to med school.
She is a medical assistant. That is how I started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Her pet peeves are being ignored, loud chewing, and when people document everything on social media.
Isn't that everybody in the millennial generation?
I don't know. She's pushing back. Yeah. She's pushing back.
Good for you. Take a stand.
What survivor contestant are you most like? Jeremy. He's a physical beast, but he was strategic in his use of idols, loyal to his alliance, and overall honest and personable in his gameplay. And he was a well-rounded player.
That he was.
But he couldn't win the fantasy league for the Rotten Coconuts. He came up just short.
Who won?
Dalton Ross won. Oh, it was really a scandal. Okay. So, Nicole, what do we know about Julia?
We know that she is a super fan. She started watching Survivor when she was very young after her father passed away. Mm-hmm. It was something that helped her escape her life and mm-hmm. help her cope.
Yes.
So that's a sweet story.
Mm-hmm.
Bittersweet, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And that she's going to medical school on a full scholarship.
Yeah,
brains and beauty.
Right. And she seems just super nice.
And I don't think that's going to do well.
So I don't know if there's a cutthroat gear for Julia, but she hasn't talked about it too much if it's there.
No, it didn't seem like. She seems like just like a sweet girl that probably doesn't belong on Survivor.
Right. I mean, she seems excited to be there.
No, I mean, it's great. It's a dream come true, but she's probably, you know, not a jerk.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's refreshing.
We appreciate that. It's nice. It's hard to say that, you know, what she's going to do when, you know, we just sort of get like just the one side of her that she's, you know, seems like a amazing person.
Yeah.
But amazing people are not always great TV.
Mm, yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see with Julia. I don't have a lot to go off of here with Julia, I'm sad to say.
Mm-hmm.
But
what else is in her bio?
Yeah, that they asked her about what's your personal claim to fame. She is proud to be the first in her family to graduate college and pave the way for her younger sister and family members. If you could bring anything to the island, what would it be? She'd bring a pen and paper to document her thoughts. I thought she hates people that document everything on social media. So pen and paper is fine.
Yes, okay.
Journaling is fine. Putting it on Instagram, not fine.
No bueno.
She wants to bring a radio or something to play music. What's with everybody that wants a radio? You can't even listen to a podcast on a radio.
Do people still have radios in their houses?
I guess a lot of these young people do. Mm-hmm. She wants a radio or something to play music because music keeps me going. And then she wants a picture of her family. Everything I do is for them. That would help me get through rough times in the game.
Okay.
So that is Julia.
Thank you, Julia.
Okay. Is Julia going to make the jury?
I would like her to, but I don't think that's going to happen. I feel like she's an early boot.
But they don't vote out people for being nice. I feel like that she is somebody who is going to be around and maybe like goes deep into the game just because I don't have any reason. Like, what is she going to do that's going to get her voted out?
I don't know. Maybe she's not great at challenges. It didn't seem as though sports was a thing for her. Not that she didn't mention it.
Yeah.
And there's always the default person who just gets booted out early.
She's adventurous.
Okay. But not athletic.
Okay. I guess so. I think she'll hang around. She'll be fine. She's a positive person on Edge of Extinction Island.
She'll bond with Ron Clark, Mean Girl.
Why?
Because he's a positive person.
Yeah.
I'm sure he would love her.
Yeah. I just feel like I didn't get a lot to go off of here with Julia.
You just want to hug her, though.
Okay. Give her a hug. Okay. Nicole, before we get to talking about the new people from the Manu tribe, I want to take a moment and thank a sponsor. I know it's one of your favorites, something that probably would be very useful.
This is a great luxury item
for anybody on Edge of Extinction Island, and that is the Common Comfort Weighted Blanket. And this is something that Nicole swears by.
Would be something I would need on the island
every single night. Yes, if Nicole was going to be on Survivor, yeah. What are the three things you'd bring with you on the island? I don't know what the others would be.
There would be no other.
Certainly the Calming Comfort Weighted Blanket. And why, Nicole? Why do you love it so much?
Oh, because I have difficulty sleeping. I have a very stressful job. I have two small children. And I just have a problem sleeping. But as soon as I put this blanket on me, I go to sleep.
Is one of the reasons that you have trouble sleeping because then
I sleep next to this stud.
You'll miss me. Yeah.
And I just can't keep my hands off him. With the weighted blanket, yeah. My hands are underneath and they're weighted, so I can't grab him.
Oh, perfect.
It keeps me under control.
Yeah. The Calming Comfort Blanket, it has a high density comfort fill to provide exactly the right amount of weight to help relax the body. It mimics the soothing feeling of being hugged for less stress and a restful night's sleep. If you toss and turn, the weighted blanket is going to hold you in place. It's going to feel like you're getting a nice warm hug.
It's like you're a baby being swaddled in a crib.
Yeah, it is going to apply an even amount of pressure over your body to help the production of serotonin, melatonin, and simulating deep touch pressure simulation. Sleep better, feel great, have less stress, throw it in the washing machine and the dryer. It's a great gift. What you're going to want to do is get the weighted blanket that's 7 to 12% of your body weight. They've got 15, 20, 25-pound blankets, and a 10-pound blanket measures 41 inches by 60. Kids' sizes available as well. So go ahead and maximize your relaxation and sense of calmness and wake up refreshed. We got a great offer for the listeners of the podcast. You can go ahead and get it for 90 days of anxiety-free, stress-free, best night's sleep of your life guarantee from Sharper Image. Right now, for our listeners, go to calmingcomfortblanket.com. That's calmingcomfortblanket.com. Use promo code Rob at checkout and get $15 off the displayed price. Again, that's Calming Comfort Blanket, promo code Rob. And because you can't put a price on a great night's sleep, go to calmingcomfortblanket.com. Use promo code Rob for your special discount today. All right, Nicole, are you ready to talk about the Manu tribe? Not manure.
Oh, then forget it.
Which is nice because it's two words, ma and newer. You put them together. Those are two nice words. You would think that would have people would like that word more.
You're a sick person.
Manu. No, Manu. Okay? That's our tribe that we're going to talk about next, Nicole.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So, Nicole, here we go. Let's talk about these new people. And then we'll talk about all the returnees overall at the end after we get through this. And then we'll have our winner picks as well here. But let's open things up here on the Manu tribe. And let's talk about Big Wendy Diaz.
Wendy.
Why? You like Wendy?
No, it just seemed like you were like the Royal Rumble announcer.
No, I just like to say Big Wendy. Here's Wendy. And now, it's a good thing that she goes by Big Wendy.
Oh, does she really?
Yes, because
Little.
Is she little?
She appeared little.
She told Josh she was 6'2". So,
Wait,
hold on. Now I'm like, hold on. Is she ironically Big Wendy? I feel like I need to look at the cast photo and to see if she is big or not.
I did not think she was that tall.
Okay, so you don't think she's that tall. You think she's it's like when there's like a huge person and they call them tiny.
I know someone who's actually a bigger girl and they call her tiny.
Yeah, so you think that she's ironically named Big Wendy?
Well, she told Josh she was 6'2". Like, why would she lie? Like, Josh is
looking
at her.
Well, I don't know. It was audio only, and now I'm saying, that maybe she is...
But did Josh giggle? Like, his little giggle?
I don't know. Now you're throwing everything off.
I could be way off.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let me see. Look at this picture of the tribe here, of the Mnu tribe. Yeah. So Kelly Wentworth is like towering over her in this picture.
So she's on the left of Kelly Wentworth?
Yeah. I think she was.
What is Kelly Wentworth? 7'8"?
Yeah. So I guess she was joking.
Yeah, she's teeny tiny.
Yeah, so, okay, so she's the ironically named Big Wendy.
Is this self-proclaimed also?
Yeah, well, this is one where it first went out was on video. This would have helped me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, now this changes everything. I'm like, oh, well, Big Wendy, they need her for the challenges.
But what was Josh's response? Was he like...
I mean, I wasn't like hanging on it where it's like, oh, I sense deception. You know, it wasn't like that, you know, Josh had, you know, some sort
well,
of
usually he'll have his giggle.
Right. Right. Just to recreate that moment. It wasn't like, you know, she had said that she was 6'2" and then Josh said. So I'm used to this,
babe.
So it's an undersold moment.
Yeah.
So okay, all right. Well, all right. So yeah. So and then her cast photo is like from the waist up.
Or maybe she was.
And I was looking at it, and I was like, oh, okay. Well, it's a good thing that she said she's 6'2", because I wouldn't have got that she's really tall from her cast photo, because it's from the waist up. So,
yeah, well, because she lied. She's a liar.
Yeah, I think she joked, but it wasn't like, she wasn't sarcastic enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's an art. You have to master that art.
You have to master it. Okay. All right. So, not so big Wendy. She's big Wendy, but ironically Big Wendy.
Yes.
All right. So, here she is. She is a small business owner.
MLM, not real business.
Why? You think she works for a...
Initially, I was like, okay, multi-level marketing doesn't count as a small business owner. But what? It turns out she's just she's not.
Well, where did you get multi-level marketing from?
That's just what the mommy groups, that's what they call their businesses.
Okay, but you, now you're disparaging Wendy.
Okay, but it's not even true.
Right.
But this is what I initially thought.
Okay, all right. So we're totally off the mark on Wendy so far. No, I saw this from a couple of people that Josh talks about how she is a, works at the swap meet.
She's a swap meet vendor.
Swap meet vendor. But I think a lot of people thought that Josh said she's a swamp meat vendor. He was like, who wants swamp meat? Is that like down in the bayou?
Maybe that's
you guys
in Florida
a swamp meat vendor?
Yeah.
No, but she's a swap meat vendor. She mm-hmm. works at the flea market. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she sells at the swap meet.
Yeah.
I'd like to go to the swap meet.
They have some over here.
Yeah, I'd like to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to swap?
I don't know. I've been fascinated with the swap meet. I feel like ever since I first heard Snoop talk about going to the swap meet
really?
In the
That's
90s.
That's what you get out of what Snoop says?
Yeah. I've been like, what is it? What is it like? I'd like to go down there.
See, I wanted to try gin and juice after Snoop was talking.
Because when I first heard about it, I thought swap meet, oh, you go there and you're trading stuff. Like Snoop has like a bunch of stuff and he's like, hey, I'll give you this. I'll give you one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to check it out. But yeah. I think it's just, if they would have called it a flea market, I mean, I've been to the Tri-County Flea Market. It's not that exciting.
And Busy Bee before it
right,
went
right.
under.
All right, but we're getting distracted.
Busy Bee was way better.
Okay, so I want to talk about Big Wendy. She's excited. She's pumped up to be there. Good energy from Big Wendy.
Do not give this woman coffee.
Yeah, why? Was she on coffee when she was doing these interviews?
Probably not, and I think coffee would put her over the edge.
Yeah. She is good. Now, this is the tribe, just to reset this, this is the tribe with Wentworth and with David Wright.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to also put it through the prism of how she's going to get along with those people. How's she going to get along in this bigger group?
David Wright ain't having it.
Nicole, do you want to give us any, like, the body language breakdown, anything you jumped that, I know that's one of your trademark things.
David Wright looks severely uncomfortable.
Well, I think that's a lot of times.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does look a little stiff in the
picture. He looks very uncomfortable. Looks like he might have a wedgie.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Kelly Wentworth looks very confident.
She looks chill.
Uh huh. Okay. No, she looks confident.
Confident.
She's like, I got this.
She got this.
Big Wendy doesn't look big.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She looks like she's posing at a bar, like with the arm.
Okay.
Oh, so does Lauren, though.
All right. Anybody else? Anything else jump out to you?
Everyone just seems kind of individual.
Okay.
No one seems, it doesn't seem like a cohesive tribe. Okay.
All right. So that's a good pickup by Nicole there.
Yes.
Okay. It does feel like it's a cohesive group. Okay. Back to.
Who's the chick next to Lauren in the underwear? Lauren's in the underwear. And who's, was that Reem?
Yes. Between David Wright. Right.
She looks very closed off.
Closed off. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Arms crossed.
Yeah. Arms crossed. Nicole's such a body language expert.
I am.
Yes. How's my body language right now?
Sexy.
Okay. All right. All right. All right, we're getting somewhere.
Oh,
forget
just
about Big
just
Wendy.
Your body.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. We're going to wrap this one up. No, Big Wendy,
mm-hmm.
And she is. You feeling good about Big Wendy?
No.
Why
I'm not?
Why not? I was feeling so much better about her when I thought she was 6'2".
Yeah. Why are you don't like little girls?
It's not what I like. I felt like that Big Wendy, she was going to be in my head. She was like their beast in the challenges. She was like out there like dunking on people in the challenges.
Yeah. That's not it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because she said like, oh, I want to be like, I think that she mentioned she loves Michaela. It's like, oh, yes, she's be like a challenge beast like Michaela.
Maybe she is good at challenges.
Like when Michaela was like dragging all those people during they had like the basketball challenge in the water, mm-hmm. in Millennials versus Gen X. I said, this is Big Wendy.
Yeah.
But now she's not as big as I thought. She could do a Rubik's Cube in 3 minutes.
Oh, that's good. She's smart.
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. impressive.
And that is impressive.
Yeah. And it's good if you could actually do that. I saw a lady on Australian Survivor who told everybody she could do it, but she couldn't actually do it. Nicole, so overall, how are you feeling about Big Wendy?
I'm sure she seems like a very nice person, and she seems like very full of life and just like totally in the moment and excited. But if I were on the island and I was hungry and I was tired, I would be severely irritated with her being so happy.
Okay. Well, hopefully she doesn't lose that.
Yeah.
I don't think you get too annoyed with people that are too happy on Survivor. You know, Jeremy Collins used to get annoyed with people that were too happy in his first season. But people overall, they don't mind it as much.
See, me and Jeremy, we get it. Mm-hmm. We get each other.
But she loves karaoke too, Nicole. Did you know this about Big Wendy?
I did not.
She loves karaoke, and she's not a party person. She'd rather stay home and do karaoke by herself.
This sounds like your dream girl.
Yes, Big Wendy. Not everybody loves Big Wendy's karaoke, though.
But I have to be honest, he really is pathetic. I mean, to be 24 years old, sing karaoke in your basement.
Man, that's hard to follow up right there.
Yeah.
Hey,
come on. Leave Big Wendy alone. That was uncalled for, Roger.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah.
Leave her alone. Okay. All right. She wants to do it all, make people think she's the dumb blue-haired girl. She comes from the most corrupt city in America, so she'll fit right in on Survivor. She hates quitters. All right, Nicole. Tell me, is Big Wendy going to make the jury?
I'm going to say no.
No.
No, she doesn't.
No.
I'm going to even say she's the first one out on this trial.
Oh, my God.
I'm very sorry, Wendy. Very, very sorry.
Oh, man. Now, I had tall Wendy making the jury, but now I'm completely thrown off here by not as big as I thought, Wendy.
Yeah.
Hmm. So the last tribe, I put a lot of people on the jury. A lot of people on the jury. I don't feel great about this tribe. I kind of feel like that the other tribe, I feel like that they meshed well with Aubrey and Joe, and I feel like it's going to be a, you know, well-oiled machine. This tribe, I feel like, could be the disaster tribe.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that this tribe, I feel like it's going in a lot of different directions.
There's a lot of really strong people personalities. On this tribe. Well, personalities, and there's a lot of strong bodies on this tribe, too.
Like, the other tribe, I think, could be boring and win. This tribe, I think, could be more interesting and go to a lot of tribal
See,
councils.
I don't think so. I think that this tribe is really strong.
Yes.
So math isn't really my strong suit, so I put a lot of people on the jury from the other tribe.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the math doesn't add up because I think this tribe is actually not going to go to tribal council.
Okay. So do you want to look back and think of anybody that should not make the jury from the other tribe?
Nope, I said what I said.
Okay, so you're just going to put every single person in the cast on the jury. Okay, yeah. I just want to be clear about that.
Except Wendy.
Except for Wendy. Okay. All right, you're so down on Big Wendy.
I'm not down on Wendy. I think she's a lovely person.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that she's going to mesh well with this tribe.
Okay, all right. Let's go to our next person in this group, and let's talk about newscaster Rick. Newscaster Rick. All right, Nicole, should we host the RHAP morning newscast to talk about Rick?
It's been my dream.
Okay. All right. Do we have any morning intro show music? Not really, but I guess probably the closest we have for that is probably courtesy of Celebrity Big Brother. We'll go. Yes. Good morning, everybody. Let's wake up and talk about Rick Devins. I'm Rob Cesternino, and I'm here with Nicole. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning back to you, Rob.
I don't know what this show is. Okay, rise and shine, everybody. It's going to be a hot and wet one in Fiji. We're talking about Rick Devins. That's it. Yes, Nicole, how was your weekend? I don't know. Is this like a Regis Kelly type show?
No, because they don't talk like that.
I don't know. I don't know.
And that's been off the air for a really long time.
Kelly and Ryan?
Yes.
Who wants to hear from Ryan?
Not me anymore.
Yeah. All right. I barely even know how to host a podcast. Let's talk about Rick.
Ain't that the truth?
Right. Morning News Rick from Blacksburg, Virginia. They got a lot of morning news in Virginia these days. A lot of news coming out of Virginia. They're keeping Rick busy in Virginia. Pet peeves, not taking ownership of actions, over-explainers, waiting in line, and people not using coasters. I got to respect wood.
Yeah, that is Rob's favorite thing to say.
You have to respect wood. So,
I respect Rick, the wood.
Rick respects wood. So that's very important for him.
Mm-hmm.
Then they asked him, which Survivor contestant are you the most like? He says, Cochran. He was a strategist. He's also a genuinely nice guy.
Have you met him?
Yeah, he was that's what the word is. A genuinely nice guy. But he was there to play.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cochran is a nice guy.
Such a nice guy. Why do you think he'll survive Survivor? He's an Eagle Scout.
And how old is he?
Well, Eagle Scout is like a grown-up.
No, it's not.
I think so.
I think that's after the Cub Scouts, which, like, you can't be a grown-up.
I think that an Eagle Scout, Nicole, I don't know why you're shading the Boy Scouts.
I'm not a long time ago, Rick.
Eagle Scout is the highest achievement or rank attainable in the Boy Scout program of America.
Okay.
So I think that's a high rank, Nicole.
It's a high rank, but it was a long time ago.
You have to have 21 merit badges.
Oh, ooh la la.
I think that this is another thing that you don't know what you're talking about right now.
That often happens.
I think you're coming down hard on the Eagle Scouts for no
reason.
I'm
not coming down hard on the Eagle Scouts. I'm just saying that it was a long time ago, Rick.
Okay, three words to describe you. Funny, compassionate, and loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Rick, he is, I think he's going to be fun. Seems like he has a good attitude.
I feel like Rick is you if you were to have played at 33.
Played at 33, mm-hmm. Okay, instead of a million years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Nicole, do you feel like that Rick is going to fit in well?
I feel like he has a good personality and he's entertaining. And if he knows how to dial it back when he needs to dial it back, he'll do well.
Nicole, he's going to tell people that he is a morning news anchor. Do you think, is this a good idea or a bad idea?
I think it's fine.
I feel like it's, I don't know if it's going to play great.
Why? Because he's on television?
Yeah.
He's not a celebrity.
These survivors are looking for any reason to vote you off. And it's like, oh, he's on TV. He has a career. Vote him off.
Well, everybody, I mean, most older people have careers. He just happens to be a news anchor. Mm-hmm. Like, do you make a lot of money as a news anchor?
He says that he does not.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I used to know a girl who was a meteorologist on a newscast. Not on no.
I don't want a News 12.
And she claimed they didn't pay her anything.
Yeah,
so it was like that. They just like it's prestigious because you're on TV, but you don't make any money.
Yeah,
and that's what she told me. So yeah. I don't know. That is a very small sample size of the one person I know that was in local news.
Well, Kim Sprodlin was on a morning news show.
Yeah. She wasn't like a news anchor, right? I feel like that was like more of like a morning talk show.
It was a morning talk show.
It was more of a morning talk show.
Do you make more money on that?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I bet she's expensive.
I think the thing is when it's sort of like it's your show, then you make money. And then when it's sort of like they could just like, you know, take you out and plug a new person in, then they don't pay you as much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so who knows?
Let's just see the tax return.
But this is the type of speculation that you'd have on the island.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Nicole, do you feel like that the other contestants will like Rick?
Yeah, I do. I think that he seems like a likable guy. He's funny. As long as it doesn't get annoying, I think he'll be fine.
Okay.
Although it was weird that he wanted to bring Legos with him.
Why?
Because living in a house with two boys that are obsessed with Legos, I feel like that is the last thing I'd want to see on vacation.
You want to get away from the Legos. Yes. Do you feel like that he's going to get along with Kelly Wentworth? Will she like him?
I think so.
She'll like him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he doesn't seem out there. He doesn't seem like he's very, like, he's not the leader type.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you feel good about Rick?
I do. I feel good about Rick.
Okay. Is Rick going to make the jury?
Rick will make the jury.
Rick will make the jury.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but not the merge.
Okay. And then if he goes to the edge of extinction island, will he do well? Okay.
He's going to die.
Okay. I will say, I don't know. I just feel like the people are going to look at him. He's got the news angle going.
But he doesn't talk like he's a news anchor. Like, he's not like a robot.
Yeah.
And look at that dimple.
I think that he has glasses. I think they're going to say, oh, well, he could be a super fan. Let's get rid of him.
Yeah.
I'm nervous about Rick.
Yeah.
I put too many people on the jury from the other tribe, so I'll say that
there's just not enough room.
Yes. I'll say that not on the jury, but he'll do okay if he goes to Edge of Extinction Island.
No, he's going to die.
No, he's not. Look, we would know. We would have heard something if the unthinkable happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Nicole, let's go ahead. But let's see. He was fun with Josh, so let's see how it goes. Let's talk about Lauren. Lauren O'Connell. She is the college soccer player. She went to the very prestigious Baylor University.
Love you, Bay.
Yes. And she is 21, lives in Waco, Texas.
Yes, she started off in California and ended up in Texas.
Good publicity for Waco, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And her pet peeves are people who are intolerant of someone else's personal opinions and beliefs, unnecessary rudeness, all those misguided people who choose Twizzlers over Red Vines. And that's something you can get behind, Nicole.
Lauren, sounds like someone is intolerant to my personal beliefs of Twizzlers being better than Red Vines.
Yes. So, I tried to get Nicole to eat Red Vines one time. It did not go well.
No, because Twizzlers are better.
I'm a Red Vine guy.
Yeah.
I like Twizzlers is like you're going to break a tooth. Red Vines are delicious. Hobbies, binge watching multiple Netflix series at once. That's impressive.
That's actually the second person that has on this tribe that said that that's one of their hobbies.
Who multiple shows?
Oh, I don't know about multiple shows.
Multiple
Seems
shows?
Like Laura needs a life.
Okay. Well, she's a college athlete, but man, she's done with college now. She likes to sleep through her alarm, and she can eat a party-sized peanut M&M bag in one sitting. Now, she's going to lose Nicole on the peanut M&Ms.
She lost me on peanut M&Ms and freaking Red Vines.
So, but don't invite her to your next candy party, Nicole.
Oh, believe me, she's not invited.
Yeah. I'm with Lauren on this one, that the Red Vines are superior.
Yeah, that's another reason why I have to call Aurora.
Be the hashtag Red Vines or hashtag Twizzlers. Are you team Twizzlers? And I like peanut M&M's, so hopefully, you know, we're on the same. Although I would need a lot of Red Vines, to be honest.
I would eat a 1 pound bag of Twizzlers.
Yeah.
In one sitting.
I feel like you get like the Costco Red Vines, and then you have like a whole, like it has like a cool thing to open it. Like,
yeah.
It's like a thing that like a cake would be inside. You pull the top off.
A bad cake.
Okay. All right, Nicole. But let's talk about the game here. She had little Barbie dolls of Tina and Colby. Yes.
They had Barbie dolls?
She
named Barbie dolls.
She
okay.
had Barbie dolls.
Uh-huh.
And she named them Tina and Colby so she can play with them.
Mm-hmm. When you're a boy, like the last thing you want to be referred to is a plastic Barbie with no penis.
It's a good thing that Ken from Millennials versus Gen X was not one of those.
Yes.
Okay. All right. She could bond with David Wright over talking about Ken doll. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. She's threw some shade at Aris also. She said she'd rather would you rather win the game and be unmemorable or be memorable but not win? She would rather be memorable and not win because she doesn't want to be like Aris.
Mm.
Aris is doing very well, okay?
He just had another baby.
Yes, mm-hmm. doing great. He's mm-hmm. doing great. So Lauren does not want it. She wants to play like Parvati. She thinks the world of Parvati.
And I'm done.
Okay. You're done.
You know, we have this thing where anyone who refers to themselves as like Parvati is not a true player.
Why do you say that, Nicole?
Because everybody thinks they play like Parvati.
No, not anymore. Now they say they're like Andrea, that mm-hmm. that she's a throwback.
But no one's even mentioning Andrea. No, nobody's. Season.
So now I don't know who the new Andrea is. I don't know if people forgot about Andrea already.
Is it Kelly Wentworth now?
I don't know, but Andrea's played more recently than Kelly Wentworth. So mm-hmm. I don't know. We didn't have like one person that everybody talks about.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's a new female role model for all these players.
Maybe it'll be Lauren.
Maybe it could be Lauren. Mm-hmm. But what do you think about her?
I think that I was very nervous when I was watching her video that there was going to be a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. See, I focus all my attention on first one out, so mm-hmm. I don't get that as much.
Now we're well rounded here. We get a little bit of everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were well rounded.
easy. Okay. Nicole, I feel like I don't get a lot from her in terms of like her gameplay.
She seemed really excited to be there. I mean, she mentioned that she was excited like 5 times. It was like Jesse Spano. I'm so excited.
She's so excited. Okay. Yeah. I saw that she is into her faith. She's going to bring her Bible. She's going to bring SPF 25. Everybody needs a little tan. Looks good on everybody. And M&Ms. So she's really into M&Ms.
Tan skin is unhealthy skin.
Okay. Well, you just one of the many things you disagree with her about. Okay. Nicole, how are you feeling about Lauren?
I think she's going to do well on this
tribe. Now, they could call her Big Lauren because she looks like she's towering over Big Wendy. How are you feeling about Lauren?
I think she's going to do well. I think she's going to do well on this tribe. I think that she's athletic. She's going to do well in the challenges. I see her meshing with Kelly Wentworth.
Yes, you think her and Wentworth could yeah. have something. Yeah, well, she
Kelly
does say,
likes the girls' alliance thing, mm-hmm. and I can see her Lauren falling into that if she doesn't have a showmance with that other dude.
Okay. Oh, you think that she could be in a showmance?
Yes.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So they asked her which Survivor contestant you most like. Parvati Shallow is my spirit animal. Her infectious smile, smart wit, and expertise in using her sexuality has won her a place in my heart, and I feel like my gameplay could be similar to hers. I also strongly relate to Kelly Wentworth's gameplay. She is unapologetically herself. dominates the physical demands of Survivor and is a threat to win any type of challenge. Ideally, I would play the game as a perfect mix of these two powerful females. So she is a huge Kelly Wentworth fan. And as luck would have it, out of all the gin joints in Fiji, she just so happens to end up here with Kelly Wentworth. Amazing. The Survivor gods.
You think she's
going to
fangirl out?
I don't know if she's going to fangirl out, but she'd be excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Pumped up. So it looks like she's an early ally for Kelly Wentworth. Mm-hmm. All right.
Like, does she have to take that picture in her underwear?
Nicole, what they don't give them their bathing suits. So,
but no one else is in their underwear.
You think this is David Wright's bathing suit that he's wearing, Nicole?
But look at Kelly Wentworth.
That Kelly Wentworth probably is that's her underwear.
Well, yeah, this is her third season. She knows how to go in.
She knows what she's doing. I mean, that's been a thing for a long time.
But look at Big Wendy. She's got some like Umbro shorts.
Okay, that might be her shorts. Like mm-hmm. It might be 110 degrees and she might only have pants.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, don't judge the wardrobe picture.
You don't know what they're working with.
She's
the only one in her underwear.
You don't know what it's like, okay? Yeah. And I'm telling you, that is not David Wright's bathing suit. All right.
Leave my David Wright alone.
I'm just telling you mm-hmm. based on what we see in this picture. Okay. Yeah. Nicole. And then, so on the jury or not?
I think that she's going to make the jury.
Put her on the jury. Who's coming?
Yeah, with everybody
her?
Else. We're going to have the biggest jury ever.
And then if she goes to Edge of Extinction Island, will she be okay even without the red vines?
No.
Even without the peanut M&Ms?
No peanut M&Ms, no Lauren.
Okay. Let's talk about Keith. Keith, so well. Will he do so well this season, Nicole?
Let's talk about Keith.
He's our young man this season, only 19 years old.
Very happy to be here.
Very happy. Happy guy, likable kid. He lives in Durham, North Carolina. From
pre-med
Fayetteville,
student.
North Carolina. Yeah, the Dr. Allison neighborhood. And he is religious, he's competitive, and he is creative. He loves Survivor.
He's a super fan.
He's become a super fan over the years. Not a lifelong fan. I'm more of a recent convert, but it seems like he's gone back and watched everything. He says he hates it when self-absorbed people talk about all the money they have and the things that they've done and are only actively engaging in conversations when the topic is about them or their equals.
Mm-hmm. That's annoying.
Okay, that is annoying. All right. He is 19. He is going to tell people that he is 19. So
yes.
Unlike the Michael Yergers of the world, he's going to just come right out and tell people, hey, look, I'm 19, everybody.
Yeah.
Unlike, who was it? Jessica last season is going to tell people she's 21, she's 22. Okay, Keith is going to come out and he is going to tell people that he is 19. Now, I don't remember when Will Wall played, did he tell people he was 21?
I don't remember.
I think he might have.
Do you think that really has any effect on the game?
I don't know. Well, Keith says his thing is that it can only screw you up. So he's gonna try to make it work
for
him.
He can't maintain the lie.
Which is,
he knows his limits.
Right. And, unlike a Michael Yerger, I don't know if, how old did Michael Yerger say he was?
He's like 25. But
yeah.
Michael Yerger was able to like pull it off.
Right. Keith looks young.
He looks young.
So David Wright did play with Will Wall the first time around, so he has a little bit of expertise mm-hmm. in dealing with the younger players out there. Keith's a positive guy. He won't quit. So,
smart.
Nicole, how are we feeling about Keith?
I like Keith and I'm rooting for him, but I think that maybe not the best tribe for him to be on.
Not the best tribe for him to be on. Why?
I think he might not be part of the crowd with this tribe.
Why do you say that? What do you feel? You feel like he won't fit in? I feel like that he has he's religious. He could talk to Lauren about that. He's a likable young kid.
Mm-hmm.
Likes Jeremy Collins.
It seems
Kelly played in two seasons with him.
Yeah, but there's a lot of like athletic people on this tribe, and they're gonna just want to, you know, pick off someone who's seemingly weak.
But why do you feel like he's weak?
I don't know. I guess it's just the age thing. So maybe the age is a factor.
I mean, that I thought he was maybe shorter, but I mean, in this picture in the back row, he seems tall.
Yeah.
So it's a, you know, it's a problem with these. I need like height and weights on these bios.
We need measurements.
Yeah, because I looked at his picture and I was like, oh, he's probably like a, I feel like he's like a shorter guy.
Yeah.
But then in the picture, I don't know. He's in the back row. And he's doing fine.
Yeah.
So I have no idea.
Yeah.
He looks like he's the second tallest person on the tribe in this picture.
And much taller than Big Wendy.
In this cast photo. So, I don't know. But yeah. it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think he's going to be fine. He doesn't seem like he's sneaky. Seems like he's a nice young kid.
Yeah.
Well, who's getting rid of this guy?
the nice ones are always the target, though.
In what world?
In life.
In, yeah, but I think in Survivor, he's not stepping out unless he's going to make a big mistake. I feel like they go after people that are sneaky early on.
Or the super fans.
Yeah, but the super fans are sneaky.
You know? All right.
You get like a Jacob Derwin who's out there, and people are like suspicious because he's doing crazy stuff like dumping out all the rice and putting it in his sock. And
but he's a super
making
fan.
A fake idol. All right, but I don't think that he's going to be as sneaky.
I think that he's going to use his brain.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I think that that is going to be, he's seems smart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might put a target on him.
Yeah, I think he's going to be okay.
I hope he's okay.
I think he's going to be all right. So I think he's going to make the jury.
Yeah.
Okay. What about if that he goes to the edge of Extinction Island? Do you feel like he will be able to survive out there?
I don't think anybody's going to survive out there.
Yeah. I don't know if he has any survival skills. He talks about writing and performing
he
poetry.
He has life survival skills.
It's like Steven. He likes tennis. That's outside. That could be, or you can play it inside though. He likes video games and board games and going to the movies. A lot of inside stuff.
It sounds like someone you'd want to be friends with.
Yes. Sounds like, yeah. I used to go play tennis. I used to go the dabble.
Yes.
I used to dabble.
I bought you a tennis racket for Christmas.
You know, it's a lot of work to go. Like if I,
then you need a friend also.
Yeah. If I lived in like a condo that I could just go and like, they had tennis like on site.
Or maybe when Keith inevitably moves to LA, you can play with him.
Right, but I still would have to go travel somewhere. It's like, to get in the car and go to go play tennis. Sometimes you go there and then you have to wait to get the, there's nothing open. So it's not all it's cracked up to be.
You sound like a cranky old man right now.
Right. Okay. All right. I hope Keith is having better luck with tennis than I am. Okay. All right, Nicole. Let's talk about War Dog. Dan the War Dog Da Silva. And I could see this going either way for you, Nicole.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about the War Dog. He is from Ossining, New York. Do you know where that is?
I don't.
Believe it's upstate. Let me take a look at that. I don't think it's too far north. Ossining. I'd say if I had to guess, let's see. Ossining is, looks like,
is it before Buffalo?
No, it's just north of Manhattan, like Westchester area.
Nice.
But he now resides
fancy
in Los Angeles.
He's following us.
38. The War Dog. He doesn't like weakness. He doesn't like negative energy, and that person that complains constantly that the world never goes their way.
That is not
what the War Dog likes.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Is he the War Dog or just War Dog?
I didn't see the in his tattoo.
Yes. Although they asked him, which Survivor contestant are you most like? And he goes third person with the. He says, the War Dog is his own blend. I'm not Tony. I'm not the specialist. I'm not Boston Rob.
That wasn't the question, who you're not.
Yeah. Whose game did I respect the most? That's a better question. I thought Yule played well. I thought Mike was a great winner. I love Parvati's game. Earl dominated the third version of Tyson, the first version of Country Bumpkin, parentheses, JT. That's the War Dog.
Yes.
All right, Nicole, what is your take on the War Dog?
I feel like he, like Dominic, I felt like he's part of my family.
Okay. So, all right. So you can relate to the war dog.
Yes.
So, all right. You famously love Tony.
Love Tony.
Yes. Do you still ever communicate with Tony?
No, Tony.
He ghosted you? He ghosted
WTF,
everybody.
WTF. Like, you were messaging me a lot. Now I don't hear from you.
Well, but many years ago.
Not that many years ago.
Okay. All right. Well, if you ever talk to him again, tell him I said hi.
Mm-hmm.
You love Dominic Abate.
Mm-hmm.
What about Joe Mena? Where did Joe Mena
factor in? I like Joe Mena too.
You like Joe Mena?
Yeah.
Okay. But you didn't, I feel like that he was lower than some of the others.
Well, when you reach out to me,
you're loving,
like,
you still love this archetype. I feel like a lot of people are getting a little like, okay.
I will never.
I've seen this before. Not you.
No, I love it.
Okay. All right. And you are prepared to love the war dog.
I'm well prepared.
Okay.
Yes.
War dog also, gym, basketball, Netflix binging. Big Mets fan.
So I told you, there's another Netflix binging.
Yes. Well, so I like that. I like that.
I think that also did it for me, too. It doesn't even Mets tattoo.
Yes, but a Nets tattoo also.
Oh, well, we won't hold that against him too much.
Not many people out there with a Nets tattoo.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people out there.
And certainly not a Nets, Mets, and War Dog.
Yeah. Okay. Why do you think you'll survive Survivor? He says, I bring a certain sex appeal that men my age haven't had for over a decade.
You're not that old.
Or most have never had, but I digress. I also bring a sharp mind, likable, joyful personality, one that can be both subservient when I need to be and a leader when there's a vacuum of leadership. I bring a strong set of physical skills, and I won't be whining and complaining. In the end, I'll make them laugh when we're all having a miserable moment.
I feel like he really speaks my language, too, because
What part of that is your
because
language?
Because when he talks, he's like, oh, I digress. Like that, yes, I understand.
Okay.
And then he talks about him being confident and self-amused.
Mm-hmm.
Me, too.
You amuse yourself?
Yes.
You don't seem that amused that often.
Only when I'm with you.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not self-amused.
Well, I can amuse myself.
Okay, so you're saying if I wasn't around and you were by yourself, you would be amused?
Happy person.
I often walk into a room and you seem annoyed. You're saying that you were happy before I was in the room?
Well, if it's with those two children downstairs, mm-hmm. they often ruin my self-amusement.
Okay. All right, Nicole, how are you feeling about the war dog?
So I like him. I feel like he's pretty aware of his stereotype
yes.
on the island.
Okay.
I hope that he can change their minds and make himself not the target.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be the target if everyone thinks he's a Dominic and a Tony and mm-hmm. a Joe Mena, for sure.
Right. There is something that this archetype has in common. The East Coast, you know, mid-30s guy who
has confidence and
right.
an attitude.
They come out there and what do they do day one?
They raise their hand and call people out.
They call. Well, in addition to that, they go look for the idol.
Yes.
They're out there looking for the idol that do you feel like is the war dog that are people going to be really zeroed in on him?
Yes.
Yes.
So he needs to stay put.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go looking for an idol. Don't go running your mouth.
But can he help it?
Hopefully on day one.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I think that he might.
You think Kelly Wentworth is going to be into the war dog?
I think Kelly Wentworth is going to have her own problems.
Well, what does that mean?
I think that she's her own. She's another target.
She's another target.
Worry about herself.
So you feel like that is she likely to want to keep the war dog
she
around?
She should keep the war dog around.
I feel like here's what I think is happening. That they get there on day one. War dog is like, hey, new guys, we got to vote out the returning players. Like, he's going to, if anybody in this cast is like, hey, vote out the returning players. This is our season.
If he goes with his stereotype, yes.
Yes. Okay. So, what do you see about the war dog that makes you feel like that he is going to be against type?
I'm hoping he has some self-control.
We'll see.
Some awareness of what he shouldn't do.
We'll see. I think he'll be fun. But
yeah.
I don't know. And it's really going to come down to, are these new players going to follow the war dog? Or is he going to follow, you know, Kelly Wentworth and David Wright into battle?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the war dog is ready to be a general here.
Well, he said that he doesn't want to be the leader.
Okay. So you think that he's willing to be like a Malcolm in his first season where he's like, hey, Russell Swan, you're the leader.
Maybe.
We'll see. We'll see.
I mean, it's not looking good just based on history, but hopefully.
Okay. Nicole, is the war dog on the jury?
I feel like he's either early out or.
That's this type.
I know. I'm going to have confidence in him.
Low floor, high ceiling for the war dog.
I'm going to say he makes the jury because I
making the jury.
These are my dudes.
Okay. And then if the war dog goes to Edge of Extinction Island, will he be okay?
Oh, he's seen worse.
He's seen worse.
He's seen worse.
Okay. All right. All right. I'll say that does not make the jury, the war dog. Sorry to say.
Yeah.
Sorry to say. I think that he tries the insurrection and then gets smoked out.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll see. Insurrection. Well, let's vote out the returning players. And then it doesn't go so great.
Yeah.
A Christina Kell of his time. Okay, let's talk about Reem Daly.
Let's talk.
Reem Daly from Fairfax, Virginia, another Virginia person here. And she likes chess, kickball, and neighborhood security. That's like you.
She's me.
That's why.
Let me tell you.
Oh yeah, chess is just right, like
minus,
you.
Minus the chess.
Yes.
But as she was talking, I was like, oh my God, this lady is crazy. But then as she kept talking, I'm like, this lady is me.
What did Reem do that you feel like she's crazy?
Just in the way that she talked. Like, she's super animated. She's funny. She's, you know, she says some really out there stuff. And I felt like I got kicked in the head with a kickball that I was like, this is me.
Yeah,
this
is me. Do you like kickball?
I used to be, I don't want to brag. But a kickball champion.
Kickball champion? Of what?
Of gym class.
Of gym class. Was there a trophy?
An intramural sports.
Intramural kickball champion.
I would start a mom's group kickball league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember when you were going to start a mom's group softball league?
No, those girls have no follow through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. She is doing neighborhood security. What does that mean?
That means that she has a bunch of cameras in front of her house.
Binoculars, a cone, perhaps?
Probably a cone, maybe a sign that says no parking or your car will get towed.
Okay.
She probably does enforcement when people block her driveway.
Probably.
Yeah.
She does not like intolerance. Okay. We're
same,
with you there.
Same
humming, days. Bad manners, nose picking, slackers, and snobs.
Yeah. I hear you.
Okay. All right. I did not get a lot for it. Seems like you got a lot of personality from Reem. I did not get a ton from Reem.
Oh, I watched the Arissa video, who, by the way, is my girl crush.
Yes. Okay.
I love her.
Well, Arissa is going to be with us on the podcast very soon.
Is she going to be here?
She is not going to be here. She was here. She was here for the finale in Los Angeles.
No, I mean, like in the studio.
She will not be here. She lives in.
I know where
Canada.
She lives.
Yes.
She did ET Canada.
Right. She was in Los Angeles for the finale. But uh-huh. Big Brother Canada is starting up very soon.
She's so much more beautiful in person.
It's around the corner.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right.
But anyway, I digress.
Okay. So what did Reem do with Arissa?
So she was just really animated. She was funny. She was totally crazy.
Okay.
She was talking about how she's honest and she's not a good liar and she just says what she says. Sometimes people just need to hear things and they need to deal with it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So you feel good about Reem.
Oh, and then she told a story.
Yes.
That she was preparing for Survivor and she was like, all right, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to work out and I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to do really well. And then she decided that she was going to have like no carbs, no sugar. And she thought she was doing really great. And she got on the scale and she only lost 2 pounds. And she basically like cursed out the scale and cursed out the gym and they kicked her out of the gym.
Oh my God. So are you feeling good about Reem?
No.
Yes.
But I like her.
Okay. You like her.
Yeah.
And so, okay. Will Reem make the jury?
No.
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 Okay. If she goes to the edge of Extinction Island,
she will die.
You think she'll do poorly?
I don't think she'll do well there.
Okay. Yeah.
But I love her.
Okay, so you're high. You like this tribe.
Yeah.
She's
going to be great television.
You're high on Reem. I mean, Reem, for me, she, you know, fits the profile of the, you know, classic first boot.
Yeah.
Christina Radke type.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that the people tend to go for older woman historically in the first tribal council. So
yeah.
I think that there's a non-zero chance Reem could be the first one out here. I don't know. I'm not feeling it with Reem.
Yeah, and that's a sad story because I think she'd be really fun to watch.
Yeah, but will she work with the returning players? Could that be a saving grace for her?
I think that she'd be willing to work with whoever as long as they're not, like, a big jerk.
A big jerk. They asked her, what Survivor contestant are you the most like? She says, Stephanie LaGrossa, because she does not give up. And Rudy Bosch, because he just does not care.
Yeah, neither does she.
Yeah. You know, that Reem, she doesn't care. And she does the neighborhood security.
Yeah, well, it's important. Good. Someone has to do it. It's really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So let's see. Let's see how Reem does. Stephanie LaGrossa still gets a lot of which Survivor contestant you most like.
And what is she doing?
She's married to a baseball player. I think she has three kids. I want to say.
Uh-huh.
And she, she hasn't played since Survivor 20.
Yeah.
She was the second person out in Survivor Heroes versus Villains, but people still talk about her.
Mm-hmm.
She made an impact.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about our final new player, and this is Mr. Chris Underwood. Chris, don't call me Francis Underwood.
Yeah.
He is 25. He is from South Carolina, and he is a district sales manager.
Yes.
Okay. And so, Nicole, do you have any strong feelings about Chris Underwood?
I think that he kind of gave me like Chris Noble vibes.
Yeah. By the way, Frank Underwood is also from South Carolina.
Yeah.
So he is, your Chris Noble. Chris Noble-ish.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, I don't want to be labeled as the golden boy, but I probably will.
Yeah. He was giving me some modern day John Fincher vibes.
Oh, Chris Underwood is a poser.
He came on real strong with Josh Wigler.
What do you mean?
That he's talking about really hanging on to some, he listened to First One Out.
Oh, really?
Was,
fangirling?
Well, he seemed to be. He really was clinging to one specific reference from... which was a very obscure reference. Uh-huh. A quote about Monica, the repeated, what's best for Monica? from Monica Culpepperism from Survivor Blood versus Water.
Uh-huh.
So that was stuck in his head. He kept saying that. His personal claim to fame is his professional career. He went from being a barista to managing the number one sales team in the solar company in a year.
Very good.
Yeah. He is personable. He's a hustler and he is intuitive.
It's wrong season.
Okay. What Survivor contestant you most like? Malcolm, because of his charm. Rob, because he is a leader, but also manipulative. I mean, I was not that manipulative. Spencer, because
I know it's not clear,
well,
Rob, but I don't think he's
strategy.
Talking about you.
Well, I think that if he was talking about Boston Rob, I think you would say Boston Rob, no?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're on a first name basis.
And Ozzy, because he has skills in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you know that Mr. Chris Underwood decided to go to the gym and get jacked? And he tried too hard and pulled a muscle and had to stop.
Oh, okay.
So you are no Ozzy, my friend.
Well, Ozzy is, you know...
He doesn't need to go to the gym.
Yeah, Ozzy doesn't really, get big.
Yeah, but Ozzy wouldn't have pulled a muscle.
I don't know. I don't know what Ozzy is doing outside of Survivor.
I bet he is
don't
perfect
get me
for
in
him.
Trouble. Okay, I don't know what Ozzy is up to. All right, so Nicole, I don't know about Chris Underwood. I just feel like, you know, I feel like at first glance on paper, like it seems like okay, good fit here, but I don't know how well is he getting along with this group.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if he's really gonna fit in great here. I mean, who is he friends with here in this Manu tribe?
I need my group picture back up.
I mean, I don't know. Is he friends with the War Dog? Does he go along with War Dog's plan? I feel like that Kelly Wentworth does not care for this type of character.
No, but I'm predicting a showman's between Lauren and this guy.
Okay, well, that's something. Yeah, I kind of get like a Pete from Survivor Philippines vibe from him.
Yeah.
Do you remember that guy?
No.
But you just say yeah.
No, I think I might.
Yeah. Like he was hanging out with RC, and then he put like, but then he was hanging out with Abby Maria, and then he put the idol note in RC's bag to make it look like that RC had the idol.
I could see that this guy doing that.
Yeah, like a troublemaker.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. I don't feel great about Chris either.
So I don't think my friend David Wright is going to be feeling this.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like he's going to see right through him.
Yeah, I feel like that Kelly and David, I don't know if they've got the right new players. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like that they might be too ambitious. I feel like that this is the tribe that could be all over the place.
They could be all over the place. I could see that.
They could be all over the place.
Yes.
All right, so is Chris going to make the jury?
Probably. Yeah.
Okay. If he goes to the edge of Extinction Island,
He'll die.
Yeah. I guess I would say, and I think I might have too many people not making the jury, but I'll say Chris, not on the jury.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, but he'll be fine on the edge of Extinction Island.
Yeah. We're so opposite.
Okay.
How are we married?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. Okay. Nicole, we didn't touch on the tribe picture for the Kama tribe. Could you just give that to us real quick? Your expert body language appraisal.
Oh, okay. So my expertise is that
they already voted out Aubrey's pants.
Yeah. Oh, poor Aubrey's pants. They seem to be like half and half almost.
Look at this Victoria here, that she's already like sneaking closer to Aubrey in
the
picture.
She's like about to yawn and put her arm around Aubrey.
Yeah, that she's off with Aubrey.
Yeah, it's the no pants party.
Yeah, and then it looks like, and then there's like a divide in between.
Aurora, look how confident she looks, just standing there by mm-hmm. herself, like not even arms crossed, just like, I am a strong woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the dudes in the back that are just like, look, they all have goofy smiles.
Yes. Okay. So overall, you feel better or worse about this group?
I feel like this group is also like on different pages. Like there's three different groups in this. There's Aubrey and what's her name again?
Victoria,
True Blood Girl. And then Aurora and Julie and Gavin off to the side. And then the three dudes in the back. And then Julia just kind of by herself.
Okay.
She's like a mile away from everybody.
All right. So, Nicole, let's talk about our returning players. All right. Since we're on the page with Joe and Aubrey, let's talk about them now. I've already talked a ton about the returning players, so I don't think we need to really revisit them too much here. I think we kind of know what to expect. But now in terms of the, you know, three-dimensional view of who they're going to be playing with, let's talk about the prospects. And let's start with Aubrey.
I love Aubrey. She got me a cactus.
Was it a cactus? I thought she got it for me.
No, I thought it was for me. I'm pretty sure it was for me.
Okay. Yes. But I named it. I named it Aubrey too.
Stupid.
And that's what it, and so I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Aubrey, how do you feel about Aubrey now that she's here in this group?
I think that Aubrey will be able to I think she'll be able to do well with this group. I think that she's very sweet and she knows how to talk to people. She's already got Victoria trying to get in her pants that she's not wearing.
I think she already made sure she got them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aubrey says that she wants to be like a hummingbird. She wants to just float around and have fun.
I think Aubrey has learned a few things from her time on Survivor.
That's my favorite way to play Survivor.
Yeah.
Just go have fun.
Yeah.
And so,
and not wear pants. Like, what's better than that?
Okay. So I feel like that Aubrey is set up here well.
Yes.
I like her attitude going into this. I was worried about Aubrey at first that I thought that maybe she could be in a bad spot, but I feel like that she has a very soft landing spot here.
Yeah.
Yes. So I feel good about Aubrey here.
I feel good too.
I mean, I don't see a scenario where this tribe is going to tribal council and saying like, hey, we got to get rid of Aubrey. Aubrey's the problem here.
No, I don't see that.
Yeah. So yeah. I feel like that she's set up okay.
I think so too. Oh. I agree.
Yeah. Let's check in with Aubrey's bio that we haven't looked at this. Okay. Let's see what Aubrey is talking about going into this. Aubrey's pet peeves. Oh, revisionist history. That is annoying. That is annoying. Let's see. She also says, what's the Survivor contestant you're the most like? Aubrey Bracco.
That was very Aubrey of her.
Yes. She said, what is the three words that describe you? Intuitive, scrappy, and persistent.
Yeah, I would agree.
Her hobbies are gardening. That's what we talked about, the cactus.
I live
in an indoor jungle. She likes crayon art. She likes astrology as well. Okay.
You hate astrology.
I don't hate astrology.
Well, whenever I say something, you like roll your eyes.
Because what do you know about astrology?
I know a lot, but you don't want to hear it.
Please enlighten me.
Another podcast.
I would tell me one thing about astrology. We'll wait.
Not right now.
Just tell us one thing about astrology.
Who is...
I just want to hear one thing about astrology. Please, Nicole, that's all I want to know.
You are.
Any one thing, no. Please.
I'm fascinated. You are a Libra.
Yes, that's true. I knew that.
You're kind of like on the cusp.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay. And what else?
It means you're a jerk.
I don't think so.
It does.
All right. Can we focus
on the task at hand?
I just don't know why you say things and then just there's no...
Because that's what I do. I say things.
You just blurt things out that are just like, I don't know if you're just like a pathological liar.
Use myself.
Or creative.
Creative.
Okay.
And I do like astrology.
All right. Aubrey. Is Aubrey going to make the jury?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Can't see why not.
Yeah.
Okay. Will she be okay on Island of Extinction?
No.
No. You think no?
No.
She says she has no quit.
She what?
She says she has no quit in her.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. Let's talk about Joe.
Joey Mustache.
Okay. Joe.
I'm sorry, but I would just vote him out because of his mustache.
You do not like the mustache.
I'm sorry.
You've been well documented.
Yeah.
That Joe's hobbies include filmmaking, videography, art and equine therapy, design, creative art, nature therapies, yoga, and hiking.
With all these hobbies, how does he get anything done?
Well... pet peeves include, I find it incredibly displeasing when I see someone lose their patience and become aggressive, disrespectful, and rude.
Don't listen to this podcast.
What is your personal claim to fame? He says, well, it was a lifelong dream to play Survivor and get my dad to the family visit in Second Chances. I was also honored to be a part of the Price is Right Survivor special with my super fan friend Latrina.
Those are pretty good claims to fame.
Him and Ron Clark have that in common. They both were on The Price is Right.
Yep.
I think Kelly Wentworth was there too. He doesn't mention Candy Crush. That Joe, did you know that Joe and Kelly won Candy Crush together?
I did not know that they won. I know that they were on it.
Yeah, they had to work together to win on Candy Crush back in last summer.
That should be his number one.
Yeah, that show that he had won.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, Nicole, what Survivor contestant are you most like? Can you guess?
Ozzy.
He says, no, Kim Sprodlin, kind and poised, but a gamer and a player.
Have you met Joe?
Yes.
You have?
I have met Joe.
Is he like Kim?
I met Joe with Kim. I've met Joe a couple times.
Maybe it really wasn't Kim and it was Joe.
They did really seem to hit it off when I was with Kim was hosting the Millennials versus Gen X finale interviews with me.
Uh-huh.
And then we grabbed Joe. It's on the Best of the Survivor 38 Returnees clip. And then they were just like talking. I was like, hey guys, I'm still here.
You're so used to that, though.
I am. What's the reason for being on Survivor? He says, to win and to have Jeff say the magic word, sole survivor, and also to prove that anything is possible and to never quit or give up on a dream.
That's a good attitude to have.
Good attitude. Who or what is your inspiration in life?
And?
He says, it is Sierra Dawn Thomas. I've never been more inspired by such a hardworking, beautiful, and caring woman. She inspires me to be the best version of myself every single day.
Boyfriend of the year.
Yeah, that's a good answer. He's got all the answers so far, but will he have all the answers when it comes, when the bell rings on yes. February 20th for Joe Anglim? Okay. So, Nicole, here's Joey Amazing. Seems like a good spot for him.
Yeah.
He's got Gavin here, who, like Latrina, is a super fan friend.
Mm.
So yeah, I feel like that this is a setup well here for Joe Angle.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying that the twist works really well in Joe's favor. If anybody's going to be able to go to the Island of Extinction and survive there for any number of days, it's going to be Joe.
It would be Joe,
so,
for sure.
I feel like that he's set up well in the game and outside the game. He's got that in his back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So will Joe make the jury?
Of course.
Yes, he always makes the jury. But then, if he does go to Island of Extinction, will he do well?
Of course.
Yes.
He's Joey Amazing. He's
Joey Amazing. Okay, set up well. All right, Nicole, let's talk about Kelly Wentworth, okay?
Kelly Wentworth.
Kelly Wentworth, three-time player Kelly Wentworth. She's back. Her hobbies include photography. She's very impressive on Instagram, walking her dogs, and witchcraft on the weekends.
Oh, boy.
Yes. I think that's a joke. her pet peeves are unseasoned rice, games involving balls, and people who think that they are basically badasses.
So, basically, I'm a badass.
Yeah. She does not like that that type.
Oh, Kelly Wentworth is funny.
Yeah. What's your personal claim to fame? She says, Wentworth does not count times nine. Nine what? Times. That's a Survivor reference. You wouldn't get it. Who is your inspiration in life? Anyone who won Survivor on their first try.
Oh.
Oh. So, I don't know. That seems a little mean towards people who win on their second try.
Yeah. Okay. But what about their third try or fourth try?
I don't know. Especially she's trying to win on her third try.
Yeah.
Which Survivor contestant you most like? Kelly Wentworth from Survivor Second Chances. And I think she was also on Survivor San Juan del Sur.
Mm-hmm. Saw that coming.
Okay. What's your reason to being on Survivor? I have one thing left to do in this game, and that is to win.
Okay.
Why do you think you'll win Survivor or you'll survive Survivor? I survived for 38 days last time. I think I can handle one more day. All right. So here is Kelly Wentworth here. Now, the tricky thing for Kelly, I think, is going to be navigating this tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Will she work? And, you know, let's bring in David Wright also. Mm-hmm. And then let's talk about them as a pair. Because I think that for me, I think it's clear. I think that Joe and Aubrey will work together. I think that they're going to be able to mesh well. Kelly and David.
I think Aubrey's going to turn on Joe, though.
But not for a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe down the road. But I think that the pre-merge, they're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
My question is going to be, Kelly and David, I think to me, that's the question of the season for me.
Yeah.
Will Kelly Wentworth and David Wright, will they work together or will they be adversarial here in the early going? Or will, say, the war dog, if he's coming for them, If there's a mounted insurrection, will they be forced to work together? I'm fascinated by this question. Like, I don't see that drama happening on the other tribe, mm-hmm. but I feel like that you've got like maybe David versus Kelly, but then also the new people versus the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then will they be forced to work together in this uneasy truce to try to survive?
I love how we just make things up.
Well, we are making things up, but we're not randomly making it up. It's not Brant Steele.
Kind of. Well, I feel like Kelly is a bit more aggressive than David Wright.
Mm-hmm.
And I think under normal circumstances, I don't see them working together.
Mm-hmm.
But if, things go down, they're going to be forced to, no?
Well, the problem is that they're similar players. They find idols. They are underdogs. But I feel like
Kelly Wentworth is really thirsty to win.
Well, you think David Wright's not?
I don't think it's as obvious.
Okay. I don't know where you're getting that from.
Because I feel like he's kind of more like a mellow player.
David Wright is like a mellow player?
He's not going crazy in the challenges.
Yeah, he's not a challenge beast.
Yeah. I feel like he's like low-key strategy.
Low-key? I don't know if David Wright is low-key strategy.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do I know?
I don't know.
But everybody knows him, and they know like he's just by being him, he's a target.
Okay. All right. So, Nicole, David Wright, here he is. He's back again. He likes 3D printing and making puzzles. That is true. He likes to try to figure out how to live forever. He's afraid of dying. That's one of his top fears, David Wright.
Well, don't go to Extinction Island because you will die.
Okay. His pet peeves are sudden loud noises. People who don't use the turn signal. He has a lot of pet peeves. People who don't clean out the lint trap after using the dryer.
Me too.
People who don't keep their dog on a leash and then act surprised when he jumps on me. people who believe in ghosts and psychics. Uh-oh, Nicole.
Not me.
And people who incorrectly use the word nonplussed. I got to be honest, that one through confuses me.
Yeah.
Don't tell Stephen Fishback, but I feel like that nonplussed and plussed, I do get confused about which one to use.
Yeah.
I feel like nonplussed means turned off. Like, when I first told Nicole.
You're making him mad now because you're using it incorrectly.
I'm not using it. I'm saying that I try to shy away from it because I feel like then people. People, when I say a word wrong, then they really hammer me on Twitter.
Yeah. Well, they always hammer you on Twitter.
Well, it's getting rougher. It's getting rougher out there. Okay. Nicole, what's your personal claim to fame? David Wright went 38 days of a 39-day Survivor game. Who or what is your inspiration in life? Nicole's not going to like that David Wright says Mr. Spock. He's intelligent, logical, and has trouble fitting in. David Wright and I once podcast about an episode of Star Trek, Nicole.
Sorry, your points just went down.
Okay. Which Survivor contestant are you most like? I relate most to David Wright. That bald nerd just needs a hug.
Aw.
Okay. What's your reason for being on Survivor? The first time I played and I got a lot of unexpected growth as a person is my second chance. And this time I'm going to earn the title of Soul Survivor. All right. Three words to live by or describe you. He says OCD, nervous, and paranoid.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. David Wright and Kelly Wentworth. My question for you, Nicole.
Yes.
Okay. Will they be able to work together?
If you were to put them in front of me and say, can these guys work together on Survivor to win? I'd say no.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at this picture, though. Kelly Wentworth, to me, she seems to be angling her head ever so slightly towards David Wright. I feel like that's a positive sign.
No, her arms are crossed.
But her arms are crossed. So what?
So what? That's very close.
That arms... Well, she's close to everybody, then that means.
Yeah, I feel like she's closer in this picture to David Wright than to Big Wendy. Not that close, though.
This is my prediction. I think that the first episode, Kelly Wentworth's like, I don't know if I can trust David Wright. I'm here with David Wright. I don't know if I can trust him. David Wright's like, I don't know if I can trust Kelly. But then, like, here comes War Dog, and he's trying to get everybody, like, hey, we got to vote out the returning players. That's it. And then they sort of are forced to work together, like in it's like a buddy cop movie where they don't trust each other, but they have to work together or the new players are going to get them.
Yeah.
It's like, we need to blindside War Dog or he's going to take us out.
Or David Wright goes with War Dog and says, you're right, but get Kelly out.
Boy, that'd be a real twist. So I think that the other tribe, I feel like it's Joe and Aubrey, and they are like deciding who's going home. They're like voting out the people that are holding them back in the challenges. This tribe, I feel like it's the new players versus David and Kelly.
Well, I feel like Aubrey and Joe are going to be like the fun parents.
Mm-hmm.
And David Wright and Kelly are going to be like the stickler parents.
Yeah, I could see it. So
like they're not going to be as fun, and they're going to like shoot down the fun stuff, and
mm-hmm.
then they're going to get voted out.
All right. So I'm hoping that they figure it out.
Mom and Dad, get it together.
Okay. But I feel like that then the question is going to be, you know, if David and Kelly get to the merge, are they
then
going
they get
to
a divorce.
Well, are they going to work with Aubrey and Joe?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the next question is going to be, will the four returning players work together?
Or will the rest of the tribe say, we gotta break this up before the merge?
Right. And so we're going to have everybody is going to go after Joe at the merge, because that's what always happens. Mm-hmm. So you go after Joe.
But he's too amazing and you can't catch him.
But then you send him to the edge of Extinction Island.
And he becomes Tarzan.
And then he hangs out there. Mm-hmm. So, oh boy, this is tricky. This is tricky.
How long before you think that Joey Amazing's mustache will grow into the rest of his face?
I don't know.
Rest of his face will grow into the mustache.
Eventually he'll grow a beard and then that will sort of...
And it will connect.
Yeah, hide some of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Nicole is nonplussed by Joe Anglim's mustache.
I'm all for facial hair. Everybody knows I love Rob's beard and mustache.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it just looks silly.
Okay, but not mine.
But not yours.
Not mine. Okay. All right. So, David and Kelly, they're going to make the jury, because I said too many people from their tribe are not going to make the jury. It'll be interesting to see if they do a swap this season. I guess they'll probably do a swap, but I don't know if they'll keep the returning player. Like, could they swap and have all four of the returning players on one tribe? Could they?
Ooh, that would be something.
I mean, typically they swap to three tribes at some point.
Uh-huh.
So you could have one tribe that has, you know, two or three of the returning players.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see. I'm really fascinated to see what the dynamics are going to be of the new players versus the returning players. And we've seen in the past where the returning players just sort of walk all over the first time players. I don't know if that's going to be the case this season.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right, Nicole, it is time. Do you have a winner pick for this season? You don't?
I don't.
Okay, well, this is the 18th time that we've done this podcast. And 18 times, we are looking for a winner.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Nicole Stradamus was on a real hot streak. Nicole Stradamus has gotten ice cold, has not gotten a winner right since Jeremy Collins.
Okay, I've not been ice cold. I came very close two seasons ago.
How close?
I picked Dominic.
Okay, well, that was close, and you couldn't get closer, but that was not... We don't count close.
But you can't say I was cold. Okay, because I didn't pick the first boot.
Well, okay. In terms, but there was a point when you were really hot.
I've not lost
survivors.
My hotness.
Yeah, and so now I think that you've gone from hot to cute in terms of picking the winners. Because yes,
you better just be talking about picking the winners.
Yes, you have picked four correct, but now 4/18 is not as good as at one point. It was like 4/11.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a cold snap for Nicole.
It's been bad.
Yes. And so I myself.
But let's talk about yours.
Yes. I myself have picked a number of winners over the years. Of course, who can forget Denise Stapley back in Survivor Philippines. Also, I picked Andy Herron to win Big Brother.
Oh,
John Party to win Big Brother Canada 2.
I picked Ian to win Big Brother.
Okay. All right. So we both have picked our share of winners over the years.
Yeah.
So Nicole, who is it going to be?
I have it narrowed down to two.
Down to two people. Okay, we're going to need you to narrow it down to one. Down to one person.
Okay. I had a hard time with this cast because last season, like there are so many good characters, but the good characters don't always win.
Right. Last season, Nicole went with Hot Cop Dan.
And that was a real loser.
Yes. I went with Carl.
Yeah.
The Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
That was my pick. I thought that he had a shot at that thing.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Christian and Gabby flipping, who knows what would have happened. So I almost had that one also.
But you didn't.
Okay. All right, Nicole, are you ready to give us the winner pick?
Yeah. So my winner pick
all right,
is...
Hold on. You have a setup?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so my two people that I have it narrowed down to come from the same tribe.
Okay.
And it's the Fun Tribe.
The Fun Tribe. Which tribe is that?
Aubrey and Joey Amazing.
Okay, yes.
And initially, I wanted to pick Eric, the firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
Like
those YouTube moms.
You spray them with his hose.
Mm-hmm.
The fire hose.
Yes.
Don't be gross.
You're the only person talking right now.
So he was the one I wanted to pick first, but then I was like, there hasn't been a female winner in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, I like Julie. She's an elf. We haven't had an elf win, so...
But she's an elf because she works with toys.
She's a toy maker. It says she's a toy maker.
Okay, yes.
So... But I think I'm going to go with my initial gut reaction to Eric.
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 All right. Nicole goes with Survivor Eric. Okay. For me, this one, I felt like for a long time, I felt like, okay, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. And I'm not backing down from it. Nicole has said it's been a long time since I picked a winner of Survivor. And that is true.
Mm-hmm.
It has been now going on 13 seasons the winner of Survivor. Since the great Denise Stapley brought it home for me back in Survivor Philippines. I am going to go with... Give me... Mr. Joseph Amazing Joe Anglum.
That's not female.
I never said it was a female. You said your pick was you were going to.
I thought that you were saying that you picked a. I don't know.
Why would I? I said nothing about.
I don't know.
I said nothing about it being a female. Okay. Joe Anglum is my winner pick, and so let me talk this through,
please.
Okay. There's a lot of talk out there. Oh, this was all set up for Joe.
Uh-huh.
It was all set up for Joe. And so I feel like, okay.
Look how happy he is in that picture.
Oh, I think he's thinking about me right now.
And you.
Okay. Well, if that's true, and Joe's the odds-on favorite going in. If you're going to do the odds, so give me the odds-on favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then, just to make it interesting, look, everybody says, oh, Rob's pick can't win. So if you feel like, hey, this was all set up for Joe, this is all in Joe's favor... Then, all right, now you got your equalizer, okay? So you got your hedge. So either way, you could look at it either way, where if Joe wins, then I get a win here.
Mm-hmm.
Get to pad my stats.
Uh-huh.
And then if Joe doesn't win, then people can't say like, oh, this was really lined up here for Joe.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people have that criticism. So... I had to do it. Give me Joe Anglum. My guy.
All right, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. For Joe.
Yeah, not that Joey.
No, not that Joey. Not that Joey Amazing. So there we go. There's Joe Anglum. Will he be the next Survivor winner? And if so, I believe that's technically Josh Wiggler's pick.
Is it?
As well. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I think I'm going to win.
Okay, we'll see. So... Eric is the pick for... What was it about Eric?
I don't know. You know I have no method to
no
this.
Rhyme or reason. No. I don't even think you were that high on him.
No, I wasn't.
I'm going to go back and listen to that part of the podcast. I think you're like, eh, okay. Did you even say he would make the jury?
Probably not.
What is your method here?
I don't have one.
You're just like, eh, okay. Let's go back in the end and we'll take do a deep dive into what Nicole had to say about Eric. Okay, Nicole, this was a lot of fun to go through all of this here tonight with you.
Can I finally go to bed?
Yes, yes. It's been a long night going through this. I appreciate everybody's patience in us getting this out. I also want to say quickly that these Survivor cast previews, and I've had a lot of fun with you, but I do take less pleasure in doing this than I used to, because I do feel like that people's feelings do get hurt along the way.
Yeah.
People, I know that the contestants listen or think or see things, and then down the road, I end up hearing about it from people. And I just want to say that no matter what we think of somebody from their pregame assessment, it really has no bearing on what it's going to be like when that bell rings on February 20th. And really, the greatest thing that you guys get to do when we say no, this person will lose, and then you do well, we look stupid and you have the last laugh.
Yes.
That's really what it comes down to. So hope that this was all in fun and it's for the listeners, and hopefully everybody had a nice time.
And I really don't think Julie's an elf.
Okay. All right. and yes, and I hope she doesn't mind that I said I don't like wooden toys, but that's just me.
Well, not everybody likes wooden toys.
Not okay. I think that
not
I'm allowed.
Not everybody likes toys.
I'm allowed to have that opinion.
You're a grown-ass man.
Okay. All right. So that's what we have to say about all of that. Of course, if you enjoy the coverage of Survivor on Rob's podcast, we invite you to consider, if you think this might be for you, becoming a patron of Rob Has a Podcast. That's the way that we fund all of this podcasting. We have had the Patreon program for 5 years strong right now. We have the robust Rob Has a Podcast patron community of all of the Survivor and Big Brother fans who like hearing about these shows. We have a lot of fun in our Facebook groups talking about the shows as well. We have so much podcasting as well that is just for the patrons, including the weekly 5 for 5, where Nicole and I get together and hone our craft as we answer all of the questions from the patrons 3 weeks out of the month. And on the fourth week out of the month, I do the long form Rob Has a Patron Cast, which is closing in itself on going 5 years strong. You have a private patron RSS feed for all of that as well, plus a ton more swag available to the patrons at the different levels that you can check out at robhasawebsite.com/patron. There's a video there that talks about why I do all of this podcasting and why it has been the great joy of my life outside of my wonderful family to get to talk with all of you about these shows that I'm so passionate about. Nicole.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. All right. Because, you know, I feel like sometimes like I'm really like on a roll, like talking about something. And then I look over to Nicole and she's like yawning and checking her phone.
It happens.
But that I'm
it's part of my charm.
Look, I appreciate you guys, especially everybody who makes it to the end. And I also greatly appreciate that I get to have so much fun talking about these shows. And I'm very excited about getting to do it once again with another season of Survivor. Nicole,
I'm excited for this season.
I know. Look, people are not crazy about the twist.
No, but they're never crazy about the twist. And there's always something to complain about.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, I prefer with these things, and this is not our first rodeo. This is going to be season, started in Heroes versus Villains, but season 19 of podcasting about the show. And we've seen it all at this point. And yeah. So that the one thing that I don't like to do is complain about stuff before it happens. Like when it happens, let's complain, but let's not pre-complain.
There's no medallion of power, so you're fine.
Okay. All right. So looking forward to all of that. Nicole, the Love Know-It-Alls are returning for a Valentine's Night special.
Ooh.
myself, Stephen Fishback, and Gabby Pascuzzi will be talking about all of the love questions from the listeners of Rob Has a Podcast. Celebrity Big Brother finale coverage is coming your way. We are going to have a few more surprises still to come here in the Survivor preseason. We will get into our Survivor week kicking off on Wednesday night, the 20th, Nicole.
Can't wait.
Okay, Nicole. Well, why don't we, let's plug your social media. Let's get you a little more involved with this again, okay?
All right. So I am at Nicole Sess What.
Nicole Sess What?
Yes.
You want to spell that for people?
It's my name, Nicole Sess, C-E-S, What? W-H-A-T.
Okay. All right. And what about on Instagram?
Instagram, I'm Nicole Sesternino.
Yes.
I got some guy. I am the story master.
Yes, like Kelly Wentworth, Nicole, very good on the gram.
Not so much the feed, but mostly my stories are pretty. They're pretty good.
She does a good job.
I do.
Does a really good job.
Really,
of course,
funny.
I am at Rob Sesternino, and if you did not like anything that you heard here tonight, the direct way, the best way to send me negative feedback for the show, you can reach me on Twitter at PineappleBoy27. That is the quickest way to send me negative feedback and things that you did not like about the show. That goes directly to me. As soon as possible, the fastest way to send me negative comments at PineappleBoy27. Nicole, do you have a hashtag?
I don't know. Did you write anything down?
Hashtag YouTube moms for that. Is that why you're such a fan of Eric? Because you're one of these YouTube moms?
No.
Okay. Unless you have a better hashtag, Nicole.
Oh, I think it goes good with my pick, so let's do it.
Okay, all right. So, hashtag YouTube moms. Thank you guys so much for listening. Take care, everybody.
Ram with the hose.
Good one. Bye.
Bye, guys.